Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio. Your number one hit station.
This is Tom Davis, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
In just a few moments, we will hear from the most powerful black man in America today.
Everybody,
I don't think you heard him. The most powerful black man in the world.
Hey, y'all. They ask why I seem so solemn. On a throne between three stone columns. You know the name, fucking up the game, no condoms. Everybody's goddamn first world problem. The truth is inconvenient as non-believers. Fearing DACA dreamers instead of FEMA. Benz or a Beamer, Fiji or Aquafina. We fuck around and be the next Iwo Jima. The tide's rising at the same time like they synchronize. For making art, for making love, for making highs. The home is where the hatred lies, they taking lives. But everybody just so saved and sanctified. Then they rely upon, we the few defiant ones. Communicating in higher forms than Viacom. The dialogue before the roar of the riot horn. I wonder on which side of the lines I belong. Lady Liberty, face full of concealer. I'm half master killer and half you master killer. Latrophobia, that's the fear of the healer. Kaepernick is an activist, y'all in fear of the kneeler. Everything's obtuse, nothing is obscene. Another young life was lost on live stream. Another great stuff from Grace and High Team. Then the clock struck 13, we in some kind of dream. First I'm handling first thing, decipher what it means to a planet of earthling. Where the question remains, am I a journal or journalist? Herbal eternalist, Olympic tournament level genius, author of permanence. No turning back and returning, I'm not concerned with it. The permanent ink paved the way out the turbulence. My hands against the wall outside a billiards hall. I hear police discussing whether to try and kill us all. I question if that a matter. Life's like a tree that falls in the woods, even with our phone footage to see it fall. Great men chose the paper, made pen a statement. The firing pin of a pistol aimed at a playpen. We go from musket to a missile to a revelation between heaven and Satan. While I'm steady creating, they're trying to separate the truth from the lies that they told us. I even heard the Soviets, the 45th, told us that ain't the photo they showed us or accepting the owners. Did they Washington us? My condolence to y'all diplomas. Here's a bonus, the point of view to make things see through. If I'm a walking institution, I'm an HBCU. Face the news and keeping it moving is one of the great things we do. Yo, the devil trying to put together his gang, me too. And whether you come from Lagos or Trinidad and Tobago, you can either stay broke or be wealthy as Jeff Bezos. If you just stay woke, I was in the dark and day broke. Direct the questions to my ancestors until they spoke now. Inherently rocking the disco currently. Bars is cryptocurrency, hypnotherapy. Sitting on earthing, 5'9", 6'4", lyrically. Crystal clarity, wonder how I fit so thoroughly. Stay so hungry, rappers can't get no mercy. That's the reason any other one who spit won't verse me. You're so lonely in my own class, formerly known as. It's the inscription that your headstone has. On my own path, in my own world like Disney. I feel a fucking system fail just like kidneys. Upstep, the one who upsteps all carriages. Cause it's imperative, we change the narrative. Yeah, and let's go first, everybody. Listen, check it out, they go to everybody. Yo, I got myself over everybody. Yeah, every goddamn body.
If I get rocked, this shit for my kids, nigga. That real shit.
Even though what we do is wrong,
we still hustle till the sun come up. Crack a 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter. Y'all niggas better bundle up. And I better be a hotter summer rapper. I ain't just a rock it down. You hot now, listen up. Don't you know cops sole purpose is to lock us down and throw away the king. But without this drug shit, your kids ain't got no way to eat. Try to keep mom smiling, cause when the teeth stop showing and the stomach start growling, then the heat start flowing. If you're from the hood, I know you feel me. If a sneak start leaning and the heat stop working, then my heat start working. I'ma rob me a person, get the nigga sleeping while he out in the open, and I'ma get him. We gotta raise our kids while we live and make a million off a record belt. My niggas out of prison, fuck a Benny or Alexis. My boys in the squatter, niggas talk reckless and I hit him with the smithin'. But I'm never snitching, I'm a rider. If my kids hungry, snatch the dishes out your kitchen. I'll be wildin' till they pick me out of lineup.
Even though what we do is wrong,
we keep the nines tucked, chopped down
know I got a knack to get that change. Leader of the black gang, R.O.C. man, bang like T-Mac. Ski mask, air it out. Gotta kill witnesses, cause three bears sticking out. Y'all don't wanna witness shit. We squeeze hammers, man. Full of threes by you, like Louisiana, man. But I got a Louisiana, man. So I move keys, you can call me the piano, man. Rain, sleet, hail, snow, man. Slang, dough, E, hydro, man. No, BC in the third lane. Ram still praying, working on my nerves, man. My son, you gotta get your soul clean before they blow them horns like Coltrane. But still, I cry tears of a hustler. Wipe tears from my mother, pull out beds for our brothers. That's the bubbles, make beds for the babies. Suck kids under covers, buy cribs for their mothers. Shit, I probably be wildin' with they father. Thomas Robin, tellin' Najma that I'm riding for a father. That's like my brother, like same mother, different father. Any problems, dog, know I got it. And still we grind from the bottom just to make it to the bottom. So crack in the alleyway, still gave back Marcy and Dollar Day. Real gangsters make hood holiday. They ain't legends, but we still pay homage, man. So cool, Sunday looking like Big Mama's, man. Tell the gang I never break my promise, man. Man.
Man, don't spit.
Whatever is being called out for you to spit, whatever is saying, I'm spitting this shit today. That's what we want to hear. That's what we're looking for. So please, before you even get it in your mind, well, I don't know, without, spit that shit. That's what we want right there. So before I move any further, I just want to say this real quick. We want to give a shout out, love, energy, out to Serena Butterfly. She lost her mother recently. We just want everybody to uplift her, pray for her, give her strength, because we all know that's a tough one for us to deal with. So as a Porgy community, we're behind her on that. Just want to say that real quick before we move forward. So without further ado, we're going to move right into the show how we do. Go to the first caller. I got 240 on the mic.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Know the verbal. What's happening, sir?
Man, I'm kidding, man. I thought something was wrong. I couldn't hear you at the beginning of the thing, man. But glad you back up. Like, hey, man.
Okay.
We're sorry to hear about the name of my man. What's going on, man? What's going on? Wow. But I'm just chilling.
Yeah. I'm getting all the emails and everybody saying, hey, we can't hear you. I guess I was doing all that talking for them. But y'all, the show's starting. We're going to do what we do.
Man.
Your
first question, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you just fine. All right,
cool.
You know, that's how it is. Trying out the new mic. You know, brother out here trying to upgrade and messed around and started off bad. So we here. We're going to do what we do.
All right, man.
Already. But you know how the show start, man. I expect for you to come in and do your thing, so I'm looking forward to what you got for the show today. So,
all right.
I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Here you go. I'm watching Murder on a Train. I'm watching Reindeer Games. I'm listening to the Renaissance Poetry doing the damn thing. Hardcore rapping, got a brother finger snapping. This ain't the time for toe tapping, get your butt up. No time for slacking, get your pins up. And while you're asking, yeah, I'm first up. Happy Born Day to Roger, I'm going to tip my cup. I'm not a social creature. I'm definitely not a preacher. I'm only here to teach you my style of poetry. I write about your conscience. At times I stir your haunches. Sit back and let me launch this eclectic poetry. Will I go north? Too cold. Will I go south? Too old. Will I go out? Without a doubt. Well, you know, to the top again. If a spider sits beside you, do you run or kill like I do? Can you sense my flesh behind you? Be mindful of what you read. If I decide to go there, don't follow me with no fear. I'll probably cut your throat, yeah. I'm as psychotic as can be. Will I get caught? No way. Will I just stop someday? Will I just chop and lop off your knot? What do you say? Let me start again. Don't think somehow you know me because you call me homie. I'm about to roll a joint, see? I'm as high as I can be. So with my final stanza, with all my fucked up mantras, I'll never hold your rancor because my mind is free. Outside you really see me. Inside is where I be me. Unless I'm smoking sweet leaves, I'm as quiet as can be. Who got my bow, got no tops. Filling my lungs, no coughs. I'm biding my time by freeing my mind. I'm just as cold. At times I'm just as cold. Rhyme stop.
Bro. Really? The Addams Family, dog. The Addams Family, man.
Hey, man, shit. Did I tell you?
Bruh, that shit was cold-blooded. I wasn't even ready for that shit. I said, I know damn well. He did not pull out the Addams Family tune. Oh, that's how you start a motherfucking show. When I'm talking about spitting some shit. You came in here and did that, brother. That shit was cold, man. That shit was cold. But you know how I do, man. You got to give me that first stanza back, man. I just need that one more gig.
Oh, okay, okay. So when I first started the joke?
Yeah, you first started.
Okay, cool. I'm watching Murder on a Train. I'm watching Reindeer Games. I'm listening to the Renaissance Poetry doing the damn thing. Hardcore rapping, got a brother finger snapping. This ain't the time for toe tapping. Get your butt up. No time for slacking. Get your pins up. And while you're asking, yeah, I'm first up. Happy Born Day to Roger. I'm going to tip my cup. Get it?
Bruh, that's how you know that you knew you was coming in this motherfucker first. He wrote a piece knowing his ass was going to be first.
Yeah, that would have been fucked up if I missed it.
I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
My man wrote the piece knowing he was going to be first. Came out, I mean, you came in hard too, man. You already knew, bro. That piece is tough. But, man, that first line had me. I said, he was talking his shit. He was talking his shit before the Addams Family came in. You was talking your shit, bro. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's some dope shit, man. Appreciate you for always showing up, man, and doing the damn thing. That's how you start a show off.
No, man, I'm just thankful for having me, man. You know, just enjoying the day, bro.
Already, man. Hope that you can continue to listen and enjoy. And shout out to Taraji. I appreciate the shout out.
Yeah,
that's she does as well. Put it all in the piece,
oh,
man. So that's what's up. Yeah, so, yeah, man, we're going to continue on. And I'm glad that you were able to make it through and do your thing. We're going to sit you down and go to the next caller. As always, appreciate you, bro.
All right, man.
All ready. All right, we're going to go to the next caller here. We got 973 in the building.
What it do, what it do, Renaissance Poetry, Keith
oh,
Eric.
Oh, shit.
What it do, bro,
Kill.
What it do.
Kill, you see who on the mic, you see, he just showed up. You can't say nothing now. He made it to the show.
Oh, man. Absolutely, absolutely. I don't have to drive on Fridays, at least for the summer. So, hey, man, I'm here.
Already, man. Good to hear you on the show, man. Ken was like, if you don't show up this time, I'm telling you.
I know she's going to come after me.
Ken was like, I'm going to give him the business. I'm tired of this shit. No, I'm just playing. But for real, though,
it's
man, just glad
good,
you
man.
Made it to the show, man. Glad you were able to come through and show some love, man. On Taraji's birthday, you know.
Yeah, happy
definitely
birthday.
Definitely appreciate the Tiffany family coming through.
Absolutely,
indeed,
man.
Indeed.
You know the when I first joined Epiphany, for real, was like, yeah, you got to call Sister Taraji, talk to her. I called her, left her a voicemail. She called me back a few days later. We talked for a minute, and that was the last time I got to talk to her. So definitely happy heavenly birthday, Queen. And, man, dynamic thing y'all doing here tonight, man. Absolutely.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Sister Taraji out there, man, listening, man, hit her up on the event page, you know, speak to her right there, man, and let her know. Appreciate
absolutely.
You.
Let me hit her,
as always,
hit her up.
Doing your
hit
thing.
Absolutely. And, man, and the sad news that you dropped at the top of the show, I'm going to reach out to her personally and offer my condolences.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's
tough one,
Dorina
that's
Butterfly.
A tough one.
That's a tough one, right? Yeah.
Man.
So, Sister Taraji trying to figure it out. This is Van Meadows, ma'am. Let me everybody know. This is Van.
Yeah, Sister Taraji.
Van Meadows on the
friends on, we friends on. We friends on the book. We friends
yeah,
on the
yeah.
book.
Yeah, you can
absolutely.
Find this picture. Yeah, there you go. Got his picture. So I'm gonna let you do your thing, man. I know you've been waiting to get on here and get it in, so I'm gonna press mute.
Absolutely. Thank you, bro. All right. This piece is called Purpose Personified. As a man, we should all know well, but in time we seem to lose the desire to keep traveling the path, hoping we don't feel someone's wrath. But it seems inevitable. When you're doing the things just right, then you become forgettable. Missing from the plan of action you were called to, losing sight of what you were meant to do. So the missing element is the part of your being that used to show up and represent. The strong man that could not be broken. Then the impossible would happen. Something reaches so deep into your soul, helps you unlock the raging beast out of control. Now you look like a heathen. No one knows why we've become this thing of your past that resides in your present like a demon with the evilest intentions. Yet people forget to mention that if someone just reminded you of your purpose, you can walk the journey again. And I suppose they could just offer a genuineness of core care. So you could remember on your way back there that you were once consumed with a passion to lead and teach others life lessons, not by just books, but by wisdom and experience as other looks and become inspired to do great works because of you. It's all true. Who, me? My purpose is to challenge the status quo and expose elements of greatness in others. So yeah, the beast returned was me, but I changed for the future of others. And that's that piece.
My man said that his purpose is to challenge the status quo and expose. So this whole piece, man, you're doing your thing. So let me ask you a question. What inspired this particular piece right here?
Oh, man, this was a self-reflection piece for myself, because sometimes I walk a path and then I let life kind of take me off of it, and I just had to get back to who am I and who what I was called to do. And that's where that piece came from, man. It's just an inspiring piece to myself to inspire others as well.
Already. And you know what? Some people out there, they need to hear that today, man. So, yeah, you giving a word, brother. You came through giving a word,
so
that's definitely appreciated, man. You know what I'm saying? And good to hear you on the show, man. It was just,
man, glad
to hear you back next time,
man. Absolutely, man. You know it, without a doubt.
Already. So hopefully you can continue to listen and enjoy. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. And so, you know, again, enjoy the event page. Enjoy all the other poets coming through, man. Again, hope to hear you next time.
Absolutely. One love, one mic, brother. Thank you for having me.
Already. As Van Meadows, the station manager, coming through, blessing the mic, hitting the people up. So we will go to the next caller here. We have 562 in the building.
Good evening.
What's going on? Who do we have the pleasure of talking to tonight?
Well, tonight I'm going to be Complicated Passions, because I think that's what it's called for. It's a birthday somewhere out there.
Already. Sister Taraji, he said it's your birthday. He going to be Complicated Passions today. You heard that.
Indeed.
That means he coming for you. He coming for your neck. Last time you was here, you said you was coming for their neck. So, all right.
Well, let me see, because I didn't get a chance to practice, but just off the dome, I'm going to try to together, because, you know, I just feel like flowing like that. So check it out.
Oh, shit, but hold on. Let me press mute. Back is yours.
All right. It was murder, and I wrote it. Could have been meat ink from the edge of this pen, but tonight, it's Sister Taraji I'll be writing in. Caught up in the moment of where they do that at. You see, with a crime scene, a dark side of romance. Wait, if I were making love, you need only become the words I can't write down. Fill the moments of my imagination as my heart calls for love, ultimatum. When my temptation leads you to desire, be the passion I hunger. As the fire burns in me, surrender love as though I were the desert calling to the sea. Love me now. Love me tomorrow. Become that forever flower, and I will be the sun and the rain to whisper sweet everything. Yes, I'll be the moments you dream about when my emotions turn you out. And know this, I will hold you when your love falls. Have me in all my wonder as I desire to take your love to the end, where every drop of your passion will become a sweet taste. Let the scent of the moment fill my head and the sounds of moans send my pleasures to my deepest fantasy. Whisper my name and I will bring the thunder, for it lives deep inside of me. Like the wind, I will be all around your world. Every part of you, I will be. And when I reach that point where I can go no deeper, there my love will be, waiting at the edge. She said, take out my pen. So I began to write into her like, she's dark girl magic. It wasn't her appearance I fell into, thinking this what makes me. And she was that dare I needed, I had to. But she spoke her mind, and I don't mind the inner beauty moves me. I could taste the hunger. After all, she's temptation. If only she knew my emotions. Sister Taraji, I'll be loving you like a blind man would do. Every line curves too while painting my imagination. You see, I close my eyes when I hold you, my wanting embrace discovering the goddess of my temptation. Let me caress you in anticipation of your desire. Know this, when I trace you to wet, picture this silhouette matching every part of you, like the wind finger painting my affection, your body becoming my canvas, from thoughts to perfection, as I love the skin you're in. Happy birthday.
You heard that? You heard that? He said, she said, take out my pen. I begin to write in her. She spoke her mind. She said, I can taste the hunger. Sister Taraji, I would love you like a blind man. Look, he going in on you, sister. He going in on you. I'm going to let you handle that on the event page. I'm going to let you handle that on the event page, Sister Taraji. They coming for your neck tonight. That's a dope piece there, brother. It's off the, that's off
yeah,
the dome. And, come on, man.
Yeah, you know, just random lines from different poems. To as I was flowing it, I'm just like, let me pull this line, let me pull that line, let me do that line, let me just see how it goes.
Yeah, okay, okay. So you just basically concocted off the brain a whole poem for Sister Taraji and just snatched
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, because
okay.
Sister Taraji is a beast. You know, when I first heard her on Blog Talk, I was amazed, and I will continue to be amazed, you know. So, yeah, so I thank her for even pushing my pen to all the different levels that I've been going. So, yeah,
right.
It's all good.
And she is cold-blooded. She is cold-blooded. So, yeah,
I'm
in awe myself right now listening to that. I mean, look, off the dome, bro, I got to give props to that, man. I ain't fucking with that, so that's dope right there, man. I appreciate you coming through and doing your thing. I know Sister Taraji appreciate it. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller, man. As always, appreciate you coming through, bro.
Okay, but before you do, I'd like to congratulate Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment, for being on the air for such a long time. Much love to that brother. Keep doing it. Thank you.
Already. That's what's up. Yeah, For Real, been doing this a long time, man. So, yeah, that's real talk right there.
All
right,
peace.
Peace out. Complicated Passions doing his thing, going out the Taraji neck. Go to the next caller here. We got 713 in the building.
Yo, yo, what's happening?
What's going down? How you feeling?
Feeling like it's Taraji kind of night here.
Your neck is in danger, Sister Taraji. That's what it sounds like to me.
So I better.
Won't you let everybody
know? I was
going,
but since Complicated Passion set the stage, I might as well go ahead on, man. Come with it.
Already. But yeah, man. Before you do that, let everybody know who we're talking to tonight.
Oh, it's Sir Lawrence. I'm sorry.
Already. Now, that's all good. I just want everybody to hear you say your name, you know, get you out there because you're about to come for her neck, so they need to know who's going after her neck. That's all I'm at. That's all I'm trying to do right there.
Dig it, dig it. Am I coming in clear enough?
Yeah, I hear you just fine, man. You just fine.
Okay, good.
All right. Already. So I'm going to do what I do, let you handle your business. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
The mathematical expectation. I like this piece. Not because I wrote the piece. It's the piece Be Still Me, reaching deep in my chest. As we are once again occupying a space that is taking place, where the answers to having five senses calculate us being anatomically correct. The very sight of you started this process. Hearing patterns of your footfalls in my memory as I leaned in closer, so the message delivered would be straight, uncut. As I breathed you in, noticing your fragrance didn't override your freshness. Taking in another breath of you, I counted the many ways I could kiss you. As the reverberation came across my lips, the universe was one. You closed both eyes as your constitution created a solution to this simple reverberation of, do you want to fool around? Sherlock.
No, son. Give me the last answer again. Give me the last answer. The last... Get back to me, dog.
As your constitution created a solution to this simple reverberation of, do you want to fool around?
You tripping, dog. You tripping. Wait a minute, though. Right before that, I know I didn't hear this right. I got to ask you. I know I didn't hear this right. You did not say her fragrance didn't override her freshness. I didn't hear that right.
Yes. Yeah, you heard that.
I'm done. I ain't playing with you no more tonight. I'm done. Can you mess with you?
See, That's paying attention.
That's a lot of attention right there, brother. That's some attention right there. My man said.
And look, it close enough to know.
Nose up in it. That's how you know. Nose up in it. But yeah. All right, bro. I see you. I see what you did there. Yeah. Sir Lawrence, again. It's nasty, but it's all good. It's all good. Appreciate you coming through, man. Doing your thing. Showing love to the show, man, as always. Hope to catch you next time.
Yes, it's trying to show love. That's all.
Yeah, it's a lot of love. A lot of love. I smell you indeed. So I'm going to let you go ahead and go to the couch, man. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller, but I always appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. Right on.
Already. So that man said the fragrance did not override your freshness. I don't even know what to do with that, brother. That's cold blood. I'm going to go to the next caller here. I got 415 in the building. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. How you doing tonight?
Hi. I'm fine. I'm just sitting here sipping my wine, listening.
I see.
This has been lovely. Hello, Sir Lawrence and Van and everyone. It's good to hear everybody.
Already. Good to hear you. I know who this is, but how about you just let everybody in the listening world know who is gracing the mic right now?
Aw. This is Sylvia Blaylock, formerly known as Dark Joy Child, sometimes known as Dark Joy Child.
Yeah, sometimes, because it ain't done. You ain't done with that.
Yeah, I ain't done. After this piece, I'm sure it'll come up again.
Oh, shit.
I'm just going to say, search my name on Spotify.
Oh, damn, look at it. You know what? If you want to put the tag on the vid page, if you want to, don't give them that work. Don't give them that work.
I will
on the vid page. Let them click
that.
On it.
Search
there
my name
go.
On Spotify. I'll put the link. I do this piece, I would like to say happy birthday, Sister Taraji. When I first came into this online poetry community, you were so welcoming, and you've been such a beacon for me. You're one of the people that interviewed me when I was on Epiphany, and I just so appreciate the light that you bring. So happy birthday and many, many more. And, of course, Serena Butterfly, I my heart just breaks for you. It's sending you love and so much love. Your family is here for you, your online family. Love you.
Already. So with that being said, I'm going to let you handle your business. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
So I committed to reading this poem on Black Poetry Cafe because it has become called a signature poem for me, and people request it now that I'm doing more open mics. Spoiler alert, there is profanity in here. This is My Pussy Is Not Pink. My pussy is not pink and fuzzy and cute. It's black and looks like it was branded into my body, blowtorched in with leather bindings, carved in with white hot knives. Not so much the cute pink kitten ears, perky and alert, more ears flat hissing kind of situation, she of panther black. Outer walls, brown with barbed whiskers that require wire cutters, a chemical removal. Y'all know nothing about no magic shave. My little pleasure cave, she has been trained not to bite your shit clean off, but doesn't always heed. Thank the Lord she doesn't have teeth. She's got a clitoris she's got a piercing just above the clitoris, because who doesn't like accessories, am I right? My acid rain black pussy takes the color out of black cotton, self-cleaning and tastes like honey and yogurt on most days. However, she can put the back corner of a dark alley behind two dumpsters and a burnt-out car to olfactory shame when summer's eve is no match for a cold winter night. But I digress. To feed the need to pretend to breed, my pussy has smoked a lot of weed, smelling like dank angst and something barely remembered, just a hop, skip, and a jump from a black rump, former home of the dump, easily penetrated with an overzealous hump or misplaced pump, firm grip beyond the lip can milk your tip of every sip. My inner thigh bears the burn of their own closeness. By the time you reach my pink, it is too late to turn back. Pearl tongue lick backs, greedy little grab backs, pumping your face till your fucking neck snaps. Having this good pussy gave me a bad back. Carrying the weight of the world on shoulders that also carry these pendulous boulders has made me slump and walk less tall. And it can't be fixed with any fancy fucking bra. My pussy takes a pounding from a man whose soul is drowning, whose very life is considered non-essential, whose right to justice is fundamental. My wildcat pussy tried to heal his pain, but got beat the hell up loving him in vain. She's feral and can be pet with patience and clean hands. thanks to the corona on you and social distancing, you can't pound the pussy. You have to pound that hand. And while you're at it, pound the virtual sand. And while you're at it, take a fucking stand. But random acts of graphic? Fuzzy pink cat hat having, wired coat hanger placenta stabbing, white man hands doing a lot of law passing? Somebody missed an important fucking memo. That's not how any of this shit goes. My pussy's rights are not some pinky swear situation or in need of some civil rights light acclamation. Now, if you'd gone with purple, I'd be all in. Bet. Ears. I need a fucking helmet. All this thinking pink brings a lot of weaker shade. When I come to bring my rights up, I promise you I ain't bringing a fucking parade. I am Sister Motherfucking Earth, in case you haven't heard, and the time of violating me has to go. Now, shh. The cradle of creation now sits on your face. My pussy is not pink. This black does not erase. Now, see how black power tastes. That's that piece.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we're going to close the show. We're just going to end the show right now. That's you going to come to my motherfucking show and spit like that? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. She came to this motherfucker. Look. She says she has been trained not to bite your shit clean off, but doesn't always heed. Thank the Lord, she don't have teeth, man. Look. Look. My acid rain. My acid rain, black pussy takes the color out of black. I can't even say this shit straight. Takes the color out of black people. People, look, she did too damn much on the show already. This piece is ridiculous. Where the hell, I have never heard you do, where the hell did this piece come from?
I have been developing it over time. No, this is in my book, but I've it's grown over time.
No, this ain't this, don't, is this the same? I think you didn't add some shit. I think you done added some shit.
Yeah.
No, I remember reading, but I don't remember reading some of this shit you just said tonight. No. You done added some shit to this.
No. I built out a section, but this is the piece. And it is developing. And, you know, this piece was
and
my
you're still
baby.
Not done with it.
No.
It ain't a baby no more. This motherfucker full grown. It's a full grown poem,
you know,
right here.
The more
you can't
I
call
talk about abortion rights, the more this getting added. That's all I can say about that.
Okay. Okay. Look, this ain't a baby piece no more. This piece is full grown. This is a grown piece. A grown folk is.
See?
Why you go ahead and say it.
Taraji says she remembers it.
I bet she does, but I guarantee you, if you go find the old poem, it wasn't all this. Guarantee you. Go back to BPC. Go back to BPC and find the piece in BPC. I guarantee you, she says shit tonight that ain't in that poem.
That is true.
God told you. She said, y'all don't know nothing about magic shave. Look here, man. I'm done. Y'all heard the piece. I ain't got to say no more lines. Y'all heard the piece. I look. That's a cold-blooded piece right there.
Thank you.
Already. That's how you That's how you introduce the piece back to the world. Is that what the link is for? Is the link for that?
No. I got to
no,
my,
okay.
One of my stories
I've got
warning selected.
People.
Okay, I'm gonna warn people now. I got selected for a storytelling event, and they put my story on their podcast. It's Body Storytelling.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I told a story years ago, And now they're like an international podcast and all that. So they contacted me the day before they did it, and they did it. And now my claim to fame is that one of the most raunchy things I've ever said is on Spotify.
Isn't that how it worked, though? Isn't that how it worked?
You know?
I came in the door doing conscious pieces, and everybody think I'm just an erotic poet. That's just how
me it too.
The most popular piece I had was Similac, and I always looked at Similac with a side eye like, that's the one, Similac? All these other pieces,
but,
I got Similac.
Okay, if you ever decide you're going to do that piece again, because I would not even, I would, though. You should do that piece, like, today.
Nah, Similac didn't get that today, nah. Nah, I got something else in mind tonight, but yeah, I ain't digging back in the Similac. Similac, no man, no man. They ain't finna get me with the signature piece. Nope. Nah, I'm like, Similac, why was that? But that's how it is sometimes. I got some new shit. I feel like my mama now. My mom was talking, baby, do that poem that you did, that rap that you did. It was a rap. Do that rap you wrote in the third grade. Mama, I'm 15. I got new stuff. That's what it feels like. I'm not doing Similac. But, yeah, I appreciate you for coming through as always, showing love to the show, and definitely sharing your work with us and shouting out everybody like you did. So hopefully, you know, we'll get you next time we come through as you show up, show some love again.
I absolutely will. It's been a pleasure. And happy birthday again. Everybody have a good night.
All right. Appreciate you. That was Sylvia coming through just... But just acting the damn fool. That's all that was. She just acting up, as I said. That piece there, she just could have prepared everybody for it. We're going to go to the next caller before we go to the break. We got 323 in the building.
My brother, blessings. Happy birthday. Condolences to whoever lost their family member. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, that was sincere. That was Serena Butterfly. I guess my mic was acting up when I was saying that. But, yeah, that was Serena Butterfly. She lost her mom. So we just wanted to show her, you know, some love. Just have everybody pray for her. I didn't want to turn it into a big thing on the show, but I just wanted, you know, people to just, you know, send her some energy, you know, show her some love like that. You know?
Hey, look here, man. We all connected spiritually, so we all in together. Whether we know each other or not, we still here. We do what we do, and we support each other.
All right.
How the hell am I
so
going to follow that?
So how have you enjoyed the show so far?
Shit, man. Everybody came to show up swinging bats, hitting 80 home runs in the season. What the hell? Salute.
Yeah. I just felt sorry for whoever was coming behind that, you know. But it's all the dope people that come through here, man. So it's no competition. Y'all all doing y'all thing, man. So whatever you got, man, I know you're going to hold your own.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and let you do your thing, man. We're going to press mute. Mic is yours.
I wonder if anyone whose homeless thinks about if I eat today. I wonder if money will kill us all from our ancestors' blood and tears to be equal in this society. I wonder if you think your point of view stops me from eating or work on myself when the hell had I unleashed her and his bitch on my shadow during the daylight hours. I wonder if you think about if I have money to pay all my apologies and dresses for affection is her key to damnation. I wonder if you think I would die if you don't like me and or I'm no use to you because I can't do for you. Think about that last one whenever you think I give two bad chances about if you think I care. I wonder if you think my poetry isn't powerful enough to be mentioned with the rest of the poetry community, Power 7, who holds ranks above the normal norms, scribe, in writing to appease the said mantra, ego bedwitch. I wonder if the world ends today, would you speak to me then when we all lined up to meet Ishawa and his whole family who judges Mitch is keen to the final judging order? Elohim is the last judge through the Holy Spirit by way of his son's order of mercy through his mother's grace. I wonder if you would speak to me then. I wonder if all the religion man-made would be judged for pimping the Bible for power and greed just to hold a flock under the wings of redefining his word that cannot be altered for mere pleasures. I wonder if you care. That's that peace, sincere from Los Angeles.
You always come through here, you know, preaching, man. That's your thing, huh? You come through here preaching, bro. You know, shoot, I told Sister Taraji I was going to have this exclusive for her, but, man, I might just want to do-do-do-do-do-do. When you get on here, man, you got to have a praise break when you get done with your preaching, man. What's going on?
Somebody hit. So I was reading something on some poetry outlet, and I was just somebody mentioned the one that was actually forefather the poetry community and who was judging who and who was better. And then I'm looking at society and homeless reaching out, and I was homeless myself. So I'm just like, do anybody really care? And then wonder if the next person is eating because they're going through their own trials and tribulations. And that was just sparking everything. What's going on?
Right on, right on. Well, that's real, man, what you said. And, you know, that is a good question because, you know, when you talk about homeless, obviously, you got millions of homes across the country that are abandoned, but those cities are not allowing anyone to stay in them. And
that part.
Certain cities where if you are on a park bench with covers, the police will come and snatch the covers off of you. So that's a valid question to wonder if they care, but. To put it in a piece, man, it's thought-provoking, and definitely appreciate, you know, those types of pieces, man, as always.
Man, I appreciate that so much.
Already. All right, well, you know, that being said, man, we're going to go ahead and go a little bit early into the music break. We're going to come back with Host Spit and do our thing. We're going to have me. We're going to have Cambrella, the hurricane blowing in the doors. We're going to have Sister Taraji doing her thing. On her birthday, so, man, hopefully you guys continue to listen. This is Renaissance Poetry, and we will be right back.
Thank you. now I'm about to give another fuck. She got plenty to grip on, I won't slip, she had no tummy tuck. Wrapped in her legs, she got me mummied up. She mine, I go in bare like Yogi, dipping in that honey cup. Let's run it up till we can't count positions. It's beginning to resemble Brazilian jiu-jitsu without submission. We never quit, whether the couch or kitchen. Keep a towel for every ounce of liquor, not to be too specific.
Baby, we've been wild.
My bars be like liquor, stirred, but not shaken. My bars be like liquor, till she is stirred and shaking. Bars be like angry fists shaking at the establishment, or they be bars that wet the foundation of her establishment, leaving her shaking. My tongue is a springboard for my bars to break levees. Her head shaking, sanity is represented by hands waving for help on top of flooded buildings. Where's FEMA? While I'm building bars like I make profit off the prison system, bars be unfair like the judicial system, ingrained and systemic, but squirting pessimism like I spazzed out on them. I must have clicked, because all shit, here he comes, pissing on them. Like the rose on her clit gets quit, acting like my bars haven't rose to the occasion. Grand rising, your bars be like hoteps saying grand rising in inboxes, they get no reply. My bars gotta be the shit, because here come the flies. Shit ain't fair. They screaming, pay your fare. Like the dues I paid gotta be well known. Look at him, he ain't well known. My bars are full grown, though. And I know me, and that's all that matters to me about knowing. And I've been knowing I can spit with the rest of them. My bars may not be Beyonce, but the greats, I'm standing to the left of them, are already elevated and left them. I don't mind being an outcast. My bars be out there like I'm out past the horizon, a rising sun. Why iceberg gotta enter the fray? Look at the toll it's already taken, minds already frayed at the seams, and it seems I haven't even paid my dues. They can call me Mr. T, but I don't pity these fools. The T stands for Trill, and I spit so hard you can hear my motherfucking gold grill. But I'm going to leave you with what my bars be like, the same way my voice leaves your girl wet and spilled. Renaissance.
I come bearing art, the expression and application of creativity, the mind of minds and how it vibrates through space and time as hearts respond in percussion. The appreciation for beauty and beast that meet in my poetic documentaries of life behind these bars that break chains and spare chains through wisdom whispers, bringing sound back to minds and scars back to health, healing. See, my bars be like endless buildings with no ceiling, ceiling. My life's brand with the most high bandwidth as he squeezes my fruit so I can produce classics like Clue, like Q or Bishop when he squeezes the steel on Raheem because my bars be juice. See, my bars be roots. Seated deep like Alex Haley's scribe, watered from sweat and tears, kissed by the light of the sun for our daughters and sons to harvest. See, every bar gets served with these life sentences with no chance of acquitting me because the gift of me knows that going to the pen was already written on the tablets of this heart, an anointed collaboration between heat and art. See, my bars be like a new start, a newborn baby's breath or banging beats on cafeteria tables and classroom desks. Eric Fresh, culture, renaissance, rhythm and poetry. My bars sure enough be that mastered action like Leroy Spazzin and The Last Dragon. See, you can see the glow in me. You can see the grow in me, the ebb and the flow in me. Like praise dances and champagne glasses, lyrical libations that runneth over and spill into quilled legacies. See, my bars be having dreams like Coretta Scott's King. They gon' outlive this flesh and manifest into passports that will transport to people, places I've never seen. See, my bars be the rebirth of slick, diggable planets spitting orbits from my orifice that summon the sapio that strut the nape of your neck. See, with all due respect, my bars be that wet. W-H-E-T-C-I be open like tabs in these bars because my word bank can afford to pay it forward for how I've done bars. See, they got Paul Lawrence Dunbar endurance. My bars be elevator operators pushing these ink pages like buttons so you can feel something on the ride. They be audible, edible, legible, something like incredible with Bruce and David Banner manners, busting mind scenes with rhyme schemes and blowing speakers so I can speak her passion for unmasking the truth in artistic form. No vaccine, because see, her is I and I is me, and I'm turning myself in as a prime suspect, admitting to the fingerprints that grip the mic's neck. Guilty as charged, because I'm committed to serving life behind these bars. Peace.
Every day I step out and see the same unrecognized poverty, the projects. What's next? Designs to make an example out of me? Well, what if I reversed the project and became the scientist? How would you feel if you couldn't afford the fancy cars that you drive and put us all confused people in the same communities when you know there'd never be any damn such thing as unity? I'm not as ignorant as you think I am. My love when my nigga said, fuck Uncle Sam in the verse and his dumb ass curse. If he wasn't already dead, I'd be the one responsible for his corpse laying in the hearse. And this world we live in is not made for us. And y'all better pay attention because unity amongst us is a must. And white cops and blind black cops get thrills from a bus. When will you people remove the lids from y'all eyes? They love when blacks feud amongst blacks and one dies. And we don't have to be in a cult to stick together like they do. The clock is ticking, my people, and since the slavery days being labeled as fools, one man died before he got the chance to live his dreams. He gave us the life, but we're bringing on the death by knocking off members from our own team. A look of amusement has sparkles in your eyes. Killing our own? Well, that's not wise. My people, it's time for us all to realize no more gang banging our bloody drive-bys. No more shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Get up and start to change, no red or black. No red or blue, we should all be representing the same thing. What other silly things we do also need to cease. Become a worldwide project, all strong, no weak, no balance, all peace. They must be crazy turning us niggas into beasts. Do they have any idea? Nah, they couldn't possibly feel the intensity and the attitudes they've increased. But when we gonna get it together, the sooner the better. And our unity should live on forever. Take heed once we do, because things gonna change, white man, for you. All you put my people through, huh, we gonna make you the project. Make you fight hard for respect. Work your ass off without a check. Little lie, couldn't wait to drip black paint all over the White House from a big black bucket. I speak out as a resident, and now that we've seen a black president, it's time for us all to band together and come out loud with this evidence. They will be all disgusted if we came together and printed up thousands of bills of big black faces on them, because in God we trusted. And I don't mean to preach, but my rage is unstoppable because they keep talking project out of me. Ha, impossible.
I heard a preacher say one day that in Psalms 46, God told Israel, be still and know that I am God. He said some other stuff behind that, like, I will be exalted among the nations and I will be exalted in the earth. And now he is speaking again through me. I have been pressed down by the weight of life and the revolving doors of revolving storm seems to keep revolving and evolving around me, surrounding me, abounding in me. My grandma used to say, if it ain't one thing, it's another. And it's those days that start to run together. But I remember the day I heard that preacher say, be still and know that I am God. At first, I didn't understand it in my child's mind. But the Bible says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, but now that I am a man, I have put away childish things. So I put away my childish thinking and replaced it with this mature inking of my feelings and thoughts. And now I understand what it means to be still, because every day that I wake up, my back is against the wall and I'm stuck between nothing and nowhere, just like the children of Israel when Pharaoh followed them there. My back is against the sea and the enemy is coming for me. I can't go up or forward and I can't go to either side. I definitely can't go back. I'm in an enclosed space and nowhere to go and nowhere to hide. To find the comfort that my soul yearns, I just want to be alone with me, my thoughts and my feelings. Sort out these things with which I have been dealing, trying to find a solution, but that seems so hard. But I keep hearing that preacher say, be still and know that I am God. Because in due season, your reward will come. And every time the weight crosses my threshold, my instinct is to run, get away from the danger as fast as I can, even though the word says 10,000 will fall at my side, but none will come nigh thee. Just be still and trust me. God speaks into my spirit as the walls close in from every direction. It seems there's no peace in me and no peace in me. Just chaos surrounding, drinking in my sanity, taking me further from what is mine, but what God has for me, it is for me. If I just be still when it's time, we will reap if we not faint not, because in the end, we always win, just in case you forgot. So no matter the battle, it's not mine to fight, but to understand that weeping only endures the night. Because surely as the sun rises, joy will come, and I will owe all praise to the sun because he intercedes on my behalf. And no matter the situation, I know that if I just be still. You see, grace and mercy got my back, and I don't need to see what's ahead of me because like the footprints in the sand, Jesus carries me. And the moment that destruction comes to decimate me and all that I am, rip me from my love, my soul, my spirit, I know I will once again hear it. Like God whispering to Elijah on the mountaintop, his voice in the breeze, what are you doing here? And I fall to my knees because I didn't do what he told me to. I tried to do it in my own strength, and in my own strength I failed to find peace. So his voice whispers so gently to me, if you hold your peace, then just be still. Be still. Be still and know that I am God.
This self-anguish on my chest. It has settled in, attempting to be a permanent resident in the place where our love used to reside. See, I highly recommend that you don't get affixed on losing yourself in the lusting phase of a courtship. See, the ship will fall off course, the compass landing on what the fuck have I gotten myself into. Let me keep it thorough. We were forged in fun fornication. Backseat of my GP condom broke, but we're going to keep it going. We discussed that we would have a fly son or a beautiful princess, but I digress back to focusing on this epitaph of truthfulness. Smell of ecstasy in her lip gloss was to make me inch in closer. She was my battle head wrap baby, had the instant smelling like matching bifocals and dentures. It was designed forever in our home. Late nights turning into early morning raptures, catching that written verbal right up, but the intercourse was a blunt and the purple tape. My pockets weren't inflated, but they straight. And my Cat Williams voice, man, fuck them bills. Fell to the illusion of equality of this union. Defected from the allure of broken lights and cheap drinks, white on white Air Max 95s and loud lustful nights of the club aesthetic. But what have I gained for grown men? Elevation. see the light bill paid, but the energy to be optimized, but you're functioning as if we're on a budget plane. Distance travel in a stationary position. Just a couch separation in the atmosphere. I was on my Dilla, the only donuts that stay flavorful, and you're on your Tony Braxton, just another sad love song. But we used to be on our Busta Rhymes, give me some more. But the shit ain't fun no more when you smoking the sativa alone. But this is an IG post. I'm not looking for your feedback. Just a listening session for a party of one. It's an exclusive to fire off the synapses in your cortex. You're absolutely correct. The breakup is inevitable. The entity will replace with a welfare check, but no one was checking to see if the other one was doing well. Me? I don't recognize D. No resemblance of the woman I fell for, even when my shoestrings were tied on correctly. The only tripping I want to do is use a passport on foreign soil. But now, togetherness is a viral bacteria infection, so I had to build up my immune system to both of our bullshit. You own multiple components to whiten your teeth, but I got a question for you, love. When is the last time you actually smiled? See, we became the remix of a bad love song. We became worst MCs on the track. Our boom bap love don't trap, and you know damn well if it don't boom, we don't bat. Trap caught in our raps and our ascension for ascending into greatness. It was like pork on my heart, so I changed up the regimen. My primary care physician said I need to change my inner vessel, so I diagnosed my symptoms. I became a little bit more selfish. Get it? Selfish. However, I was no longer on your hook. But allow me to lighten you, spirit. It's very delightful. Your candle was half lit, and you deserve to shine. But that pain is going to become reinvention. The pain become redemption. The tears become ambition. The ambition keeps you driven. Sometimes love, love itself can alter your mission. Your third eye gets closer. You can't see the entire vision. You didn't get to keep the man, but you got a better tangible good. You finally got someone that understands you, someone now that can lend his unbiased ear. The hugs, all the serenity, solace, and a safe place for a tear. If need be, exhale from somber sleepless night. But I know you're not hearing me. I need you to turn back on our frequency so you can actually listen. Listen. Your crown should be polished at all times. Queens don't never get knocked off their square. I still got a bunch of smoke, and every Wednesday, as long as I'm alive, will be Woo Wednesday, so boo, you can pull up. I didn't break up with you. I broke up with the old me. That's my piece, Champ the Poet.
Jirachi, I know you're listening. I know you heard everything that just went down. I know you know what the deal is, what we just did to you, for you on your birthday. I just want to say before you get up on here that you're loved and appreciated, and we just had to come through and show out for you real quick. So, again, happy birthday to you. What you got to say?
First of all, y'all did it. I'm crying in the car. And you know what? I don't care. I'm not even mad. Because I'm going to say this. I felt all that love. And I really and truly appreciate it. Like, the people that was on that just then are some people that mean a lot to me. And I'm talking about from Kim, Keith, to Demetra. Demetra? Y'all got Demetra Williams on here? Lyrical Toy, Champ the Poet, what? All I'm going to say is thank you guys so much for that love. I don't even know how to really even express it because the lineup are people that have been very deep into my life. And I appreciate it so much. And you got me. You did.
Already. Already.
I'm going to let y'all have that one.
Well, you know, since we love you, you know, we get to share this space with you, you know, each and every other Friday. So we're going to let Demetra, Lyrical Toy, and Champ say they piece you because we got you every other Friday.
Oh, my God.
They came on specially for you. They came on specially for you. So we're going to let them say their piece to you. So, Demetra, you wanna say something to Taraji for her birthday?
Sister!
Lord have mercy!
Hi,
what's going on? What's going on?
I love you, and I'm going to show up every time to celebrate my sisters that I love. Y'all know me with my selective ass. And let's keep it real. But I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love y'all. Like, for y'all, anything. You know, anything. And I love you, sister.
You
like, I just love you. Your spirit is, you know, it's hard to get next to a spirit that's really in tune with the spirit. And you and Kimbrella from day one, you know, like, there's no doubt about that. Like, y'all some real sisters, man, and I love y'all. I'm going to show up for you anytime.
You already know, Demetra. You already know.
Happy birthday.
I don't even have to, thank you. I don't even have to tell you, though, because you already know. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with poetry or blog talk or none of that. It's, you know. I'm so
sister,
happy
what's
to hear
understood
you.
Don't need to be explained.
It don't.
It is.
It is. We going to bring in Lyrical Toy. What's up, sis? You got something to say, queen, to Sister Taraji?
Always. Happy birthday, beautiful. I would not have missed this for the world. It was nothing that would have kept me from this night. I'm so glad to be able to be back on Blog Talk for this moment, if for no other reason. And that's all I got.
Man.
That's all I got.
You're not going to do this for me.
I said that's all I got, sis. I said that's all I got. Like, I've cried all week long. I don't want to cry anymore. So let's just,
I mean, and hey, you know what? I'm going to shout out to Bridget. Congratulations on your wedding.
Don't make me cry.
It was beautiful. Okay. I'm not going to do that either. Lord.
She was a beautiful bride, but this
she
is about
so
you
beautiful.
Tonight. And
I'm
I just
sorry.
Want you to know how much we love and appreciate you.
Oh, man. Thank you. I'm speechless. I don't even know.
Well, keep your words with you because you got Champ. What's up, King? You got something to say to this?
Yo.
What's up, number three?
What is up, number one?
Oh, man. I'm happy birthday, sis. Let's start at the top. Happy birthday, queen.
Okay,
enjoy
we'll start
your
at
day,
the top.
Man.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Let's start at the top.
You and I,
we laughed together. We cried together. We shared together. We worked together. We lived together. We all won. I have finished your sentences, and you finished mine plenty of times. As a grown man, when I needed you, you never failed me. Not once. You're the true definition of what a queen should be. I love you. You already know that. But I got one more thing to say before I keep giving your flowers. I want to thank every poet that came on here tonight. I have not listened to the energy of hearing my peers bless the microphone. People got balls going home, hurting people's feelings. You know what I'm saying? But quick shout out to number two because I will say this, and I'm not going to be long with it. Her peace be still. Is the piece is the reason why Chance the Poet is here. That was my teacher. That's my friend. That's who made me realize that I could be great and do phenomenal things. She gave me my voice.
I thought this was about Trish, though. I might not ever talk to you again,
number two, so I'm going to get my moment. No, I'm just kidding. But happy birthday, Trish.
Number one, you take that.
You
take that number one.
Lord,
you take that number one.
I am blessed, man. I love y'all. Thank y'all for letting me be here. This ain't going to be the last time we talk. We got many more years to go.
Of course. And
love,
I just want to say real quick.
Everyone, go ahead.
I just want to say real quick. So the two people that couldn't be here that really wanted to make it, but they had a show, Lightning,
And Kaiser Risk and Sim, they birthday love to you and they love to you, sis. They really wanted
That's
to be
right.
here.
I can,
they had a tour tonight.
It's okay. I can call them on the phone.
Hey, Trish.
Yeah.
Hey, Trish, I got one more question before I go. Hey, look.
Okay.
What's up with them AARP benefits you just got, though? Can I get some? Can I get some? You know, I mean, I'm saying, can a brother get
Wait
a
minute.
Discount on the Papa John's or hotel
hey.
Accommodation, retirement community apartment or something? I mean, I'm saying.
Ooh.
I got a couple more years to go, but I'm trying to get mine now. We here today. You know what I mean?
Hey,
Hook
listen.
Your boy up.
Listen. Hey, I'm going to have to put you on, okay? Because seriously, sign up now so you can start getting some of your benefits. That's all I'm
going
to say.
I'm already
I
on
can't.
I want your benefit. You full blown ready to go.
I'm full blown, ain't I?
Ready to go.
Well, while y'all at it,
I need some
hit that cash app up. Hit that cash app up for sis' birthday love. Y'all feeling generous? Cash app, send it to $ Trisha Stanberry. Show her that birthday love. No pressure.
Say no more.
Feeling generous?
All right.
Put this up.
We appreciate everybody coming through tonight, showing love. The cipher was crazy. Definitely appreciate it. We got one more person that got something to say. So one more person. You already on the mic. Go and say what you got to say, right?
Oh, Lord.
Baby, come home, baby. Come home. You put the boogie in my body. Happy birthday to
This show has been bananas, B-A-N-A-S, bananas.
Yes. Definitely glad I tuned in. And happy born day to Sister Taraji. Hey, Hurricane. Just want to say hi to those fabulous hosts. So, yeah, it's been a dope show.
Already. Definitely appreciate it. And I know that, you know, Taraji appreciates all the love and support and things that everybody said to her tonight. And that being said, I know everybody's been waiting to get back to the porch, so that's what we're about to do. So I'm going to let you do your things. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This is on 7. This is like heaven was a place from which some God looked down and said, these two are infinitely bound. So he made us one and one. Glow of the moon reflecting the sun like 11-11. Angel number, but even wings wouldn't let me fly or hover any higher than you get me. And you get me completely, receive me as I should be. Finished sentences I haven't even begun. One divided by two bodies is still one. We are that new mass. Our whole selves still equal half until we plus our love through reciprocation. We are the perfect equation. You have to be from the same nucleus from which I departed. We are from the same star. We are equal-hearted. Me in the north and your southern charted. That makes us bipolar opposites. But like identical twins in the mirror, we flame. You are the breath in my name, and I am the energy that you sustain. Destiny nor fate lends to the chance that we was crafted in spiritual hands, back together as part of the plan. I know we ain't brand new. Because kisses wouldn't feel like deja vu even before my lips had been on you. How true that souls recognize souls by the vibes they wear like clothes. That day by the now we was chose to be together. It took a lifetime to find you again, but we are we now, so whatever. Infinity keeps repeating us. Energy is neither destroyed nor created, so in love I trust that we just transferred to this universe so we could continue what we started. The healing of our presence, cathartic. My soul sent to light on your skin like a butterfly. Flooded into your reality like a dream you drift into. And as I tasted you with my proboscis, I remembered I missed this. Had found a way to cross the distance. Millenniums were dimensionless, but the visions relentless. Until in my waking hour, I conjured your soul to me, thus claiming my power. Tent to the sun, your fire devoured and soaked into my aura. And as your essence ran through me, shaking me to my core, what had been undiscovered was lost to me nevermore. Planetary alignment achieved in the galaxy, returned to my axis as queen, and you as ruler, an effigy of the word destiny, the epitome of the better half of me, the prototype of manifesting. Completion in godly terms, the number of days our world turned while we created, breathed life until our souls changed. Remembered who we used to be so we could find ways to becoming our elevated selves. And that is on 7. In peace.
Ooh, you're just going to take it all the way to the stars on me right there. Man, the line where you started with we are the new math, that's, if you can give me that stanza one more again.
Receive me as I should be, finished sentences I haven't even begun. One divided by two bodies is still one. We are that new mass. Our whole selves still only equal half until we plus our love through reciprocation. We are the perfect equation.
Mm. The whole selves, we are, that line is dope as hell. You got in here. I know we ain't brand new because the kisses wouldn't feel like deja vu. Infinity keeps repeating us. In love, I trust. The healing of our love is cathartic. Fire devoured and soaked into my aura. Was lost. What was lost to me was nevermore. Now, you know I picked up the nevermore line because, you know, that's one of my favorite poets. So anytime I hear nevermore, I'm all over that. That's the line. It's just, it fits so well. But this piece here is so deep. It's so... It's one of those really, those head pieces that make you think. It's one of those poems that paint the picture, but it's so scientific to the point. It's like really intellectual. I love those types of pieces. You did that with this piece, and you spit the hell out of it. And that's how we come back to the poetry after we did that old spit. That's how you come back to the poetry right there. Definitely appreciate that type of poem. That was fire.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Already appreciate you coming through. Hopefully you come through again as always. You always support the show. Just like Joe doing your thing. So I definitely appreciate that.
Thank you. Where else would I be? Have a good night.
Already. That's Agent Simone doing her thing on the mic. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 707 in the building.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Hey, girl.
Hi, everyone. How you doing?
Already. Would you let everybody know who we're talking to tonight?
Lily ain't misbehaving.
Already.
And I got the night off, so I'm glad I'm able to come through on her special day.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm
happy
here.
Birthday, Taraji.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday. Enjoy your day. And, yes, I utilize my AARP faithfully. I get all the discounts. I
get all the good stuff.
All the shit, yes. On all the cake,
okay.
On all the toilet paper, on all the movies. Half.
That's
so,
all I need
yeah.
to know.
That's it, yeah, yeah. So
y'all
don't worry about that. You good.
Wild. I'm going to become a member real soon myself. But y'all wild, y'all wild.
Hey, ain't nothing
yeah,
wrong
I need
with
that discount.
Yes.
Hey, you said you could get the discount early, man. I ain't there yet, but you know what? I get all the discounts I can.
Okay.
Right.
Indeed.
Good.
Hey.
Definitely
and I will bless
you
your I will
you
bless your cash
tonight?
App on my payday.
There you go.
All right.
Go.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna let you do your thing, Lily. Just wanted to bring Taraji in so you know you can holler at her.
Oh yes, yes,
put
yes. Love you, sis.
Press it on you so you can do your thing. The mic is yours.
Okay, this is by request from Taraji. She wanted to hear Rekindled Craving. I recently rekindled my relationship with you. Now, I know that we parted ways in the past, but as of late, I can't get enough of you. Morning, noon, in the midnight hour, you're right there for the taking. You rise to every occasion. After all, you're the most popular in your group. As the days and weeks go by, I remember why I cut you out of my life. Our relationship was toxic, caught in the midsection of a heavy, healthy way in a heavy place. I'm weighed down with regret because as much as I love you, too much of you is bad. My appetite has grown for you. Protruding in the most negative way possible. I need to exercise my right to be free. Free from the baggage that I've packed on. After our separation, I felt lighter, happier. I had more pep in my step. My life was filled with color. Oh, so much color. The fruits of my labor was apparent. Through my life's choices, I was glowing. Now I'm filled with gloom. Took note of the pros and cons of you being with me in any way you sliced it. We're just not good together. In peace.
Yeah, you definitely did your thing with that piece. Well, you know, since it was asked for, you know, requested by Taraji, I'm going to let her come on in and say what she got to say about that.
You know, I absolutely love that piece, and it's because I know what's behind it.
I love it.
So clever.
So go ahead and share with Keith what the poem was really about.
It's about a loaf of bread.
I love that piece.
Oh, y'all, I remember this piece. I remember we talked about this. You've done this piece before.
Definitely.
Yeah,
so clever. I love it.
Yeah, we talked about this piece before. Matter of fact, yeah, the loaf. Yeah, yeah. Remember this piece?
Oh yeah.
On your page too.
Yeah. So, all right. I'm gonna sit it on out and listen in, but enjoying the show and enjoy the rest of your birthday month. Cause it's
Thank
all about you.
You. Thank you.
So, have a good night, you guys.
You too.
Showing love to the show as always, and especially showing love to Raja on her birthday. Definitely means a lot.
Sure.
Everybody came through tonight.
Yeah.
Ready. So we're going to go to the next caller here. But before we do that, what we have here is overtime coming up real soon, about 20 minutes or so. So what that means is if you are listening on the computer, your time is going to be up in 20 minutes. It's going to cut off. We're going to keep going with the callers online with us, on the phone with us. We're going to keep doing our poetry. You won't be able to listen, and you won't be able to call in. So if you want to keep listening to this show, you want to call in right now to this number. And when you get in here, if you want to spit, you can press 1. But all you have to do is call in at 319-527-6300 to keep listening to the show. 319-527-6300, and you can keep listening to the poets. I'm telling you, we got a lot of poets still on the line, so we're about to get it in. Go to the next caller here. We got 216 in the building.
216, Mama Oladeji calling to say greetings and happy birthday to the birthday queen, Taraji.
Already. Definitely appreciate you showing up tonight. Now, you said you made it late, but you made it off in here.
Yes, I had to work Fridays and Saturdays now, and so I was boogieing on home, and when I got ready to get out the car, my legs wouldn't move, so I had to sit there and wait till they got ready.
Oh, wait a minute now.
I'm just so tired, but I was definitely I want to honor that queen and show her some love because I've been, you know, I think like 10 years back, you know, just remembering how she carries herself so queenly and so upright, and I just love her. So I'm going to dedicate this poem that I very rarely do. Call upon the gods of the Almighty.
All right, well, I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay. Call upon the gods of the Almighty. Call upon them from their, call them from their graves. Invoke mothers of the brave and let their spirits be raised. Let our banners wave. Praise their fearless name, God of the fearless saved. Our Creator remains the same. What he did in the beginning, so he shall do in the end. Daughters and sons, ask for the strength to endure. Stand with us as we prevail. Protect us from hatred, hangings, shootings, and jail. Guard your offspring from all harm. We call upon your name, African warriors and queens. Ahoshi, Amarininas, Asada Shakur, Carlotta, the homie Amazon, Harriet Tubman, Gil Lariwa, Kandreka, Mino, Mahusha, Ida B. Wells, Queen Nanny, Queen Nzinga, Mande, Ker No Era, Yasantiwa, Queen Warrior, Yamin Yiminya. I live like a queen because I am a queen mother of poetry. In a world of handmaidens and butt biters, what I say is like a creed. I keep coining phrases and working stages. My creative, deficient subjects seem to have a need. But they cover my butt and they take a big hunk. I live like a queen and fight like a whore. Word snatchers on dirty mattresses, good actresses who don't know how to live like a queen or fuck like a poet. But I, who keep it clean, make love like a poetess and steal the scene, never, ever jaded or trite,
keeping it tight. I invoke the queens and the goddesses who knew how to do it right. I came from those who I invoke. Let their banners wave. Praise their fearless names. God of the fearless saves. Our creator remains the same. What he did in the beginning, so he's still doing the end. Daughters and sons, ask for strength to endure. Stand tall and prevail. Protect us from hatreds, hangings, and jails. Keep me and help me make love like a queen. Help me to make love like a poetess. Calling your name three times is a charm. Taraji, Taraji, Taraji. In peace.
No, ma'am. You said you love and fight like a what? Look here. I ain't repeating that, mama. I ain't repeating that. I heard it, though. I heard all you said. I'm going to say that. I love when you come through and spit, you know, pieces like this because, you know, you, a lot of times I hear you on other shows and, you know, you spit certain poems or whatever. You come through and you just let it loose. You come and just be yourself and just spit and just do your thing. And I love that energy that you bring when you do that. I love that you have that and that ability to be comfortable whatever you want to spit and do that here. It's really something to know that in the future, if you love poetry like this, this is here for you. You can do this, you know, forever. This is what you have in you. I love hearing when you do your poetry.
Yes, you got to remember the queens that were before us. We call their names and invoke their spirit. Sister Taraji, you have been standing on principle, morals, and you have been such a queen and a guiding light in the life of a lot of others that are going to become queens one day, especially if they follow you. Happy birthday. Send me your Cash App.
Already. Well, we definitely appreciate that. As a matter of fact, we put the Cash App on the event page for anyone who is looking to donate if they feel the need to do so. And quite possibly we can also put it in your inbox if you're looking for it. But we thank you for coming through as always, Mama, and doing what you do and supporting the show.
You're welcome. I love you.
Already. And we love you, too. Indeed.
Yeah, I already know.
Already.
Thank you so much, Keith. Seriously. Seriously. You are, yeah. You're the best. And thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you for doing this, too.
Already. I appreciate it.
You really put it together. I'll keep talking because I'm excited, so this is great. And I'll just like.
What was that last piece, Mom?
Mute it. That's it. Yeah.
All right, Mama. That was Mama O coming through and doing her thing. We'll go to the next caller here. We have 213.
This is Kevin Smith. Nobody's favorite.
Already. What's going on with you, brother?
Nothing came through to wish Sister Taraji happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? Gotta do that.
Already. Definitely appreciate that, man. It's been a lot of love shared on that event page, a lot of love being shown here tonight. And you know, we just wanted to, you know, let her see what the poetry community thinks of her. When I realized her birthday was on the actual day of the show, I got this. Got to do something. Got to do something. Got with Kim, you know, told her I'm speaking. She agreed and, you know, just ran with it. And it just turned into a really nice thing, and I'm just glad that it worked out. I'm glad that the cipher did what it did and that she, you know, got to speak to some of those people that, you know, were able to show love on that cipher.
Right. No doubt. Yeah, so, you know. I'm in traffic right now, so, you know, I'm glad I got in before it gets loud. So if you just let me spit the piece. And I'm kind of upset. I'm going to talk to her offline, though. She ain't got a favorite piece of mine. She just told me come on here and spit anything. You know, I feel it's the type of way. And Kimbrella, yeah, I did so on the blonde lace front on the show. Yeah, Kimbrella, I did that. But, yeah, I'm going to spit this piece. It's real new, though. It's brand new.
All right. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours. All
right. One of the many things that attracts me to the woman in my dreams is the fact that she's unapologetically educated thoroughly, HBCU, can never forget her roots, a black queen. And she doesn't aspire to be nothing outside of her authentic self, which is a sun-kissed skin, natural beauty in tune with the hierarchy of the heart chakra, vibing at 432 megahertz in the void with a heavenly body. That's the ultimate sound seduction, which reminds me of the time that we had nothing better to do than to enjoy each other's company. She grabbed the keys, me, a Churchill, so I can roll up my trees. Now she's driving, I'm riding, and we vibing. Like muscle cars on Route 66 with the transmission wide open. As the sun sets on the horizon just beyond the ocean, with the top back in the accelerator flowing, her hair and my lungs got something in common. They both glowing. Admiring the way that the witch hazel and coconut treatments under the influence of the golden hour got her skin glowing. No navigation, we off of the grid. Alexa's busy reestablishing her satellite connection. We just rolling. After about 100 miles with the engine and our imaginations running, cruise the police. They trying to break my flow. After about 100 miles with the engine and our imaginations running, I done got the munchies, so she pulls over and parks next to a fully restored 78 Nova. We in the back of the diner, I think they call it Sparrows. We getting intimate, non-verbally communicating on the inside, spiritual, energetic personifications of ancestors' control since the dawn of civilization. She like Lamb or her hero, watching movies with Val Kilmer, Bob De Niro, heat streaming on a mobile device. Submerged in the attraction of the action for coming attractions to the credits that list the names of the crew supporting the principal actors on the hero, she ain't slacking. An affinity for good food, she ain't lacking. She knows that's my vice, something like fourth place. When it comes time to pay, she ain't got to dig in her purse and treat. She was born to be a queen, that's my forte. But we don't do gender roles, those are attached to the ego. We both evolved past those at introduction. Something like 25 years ago, full stomach, but my respiratory system is low. It's time to blow, so we roll out like the block is hot. In a cloud of smoke, like when a ninja blow the spot. Incognito, our network is virtually private. Our network is virtually private. We're both flows, so when we step, no cookies are left. You're going to need Google Earth to initiate a search to find out where in the world we vibe next. She's hot like Carmen Jones. We in San Diego on India Street eating oysters, bugged out, looking at a wall full of piranha heads. Hundreds of miles from where we lay our heads. We checked out to check in with no baggage. We don't hold on to attachment. The past is irrelevant. That's why we don't fit in. 360 degrees of enlightenment. Consciousness. Enlightened consciousness in a world full of square pegs. In a sense, my circle was complete when in the company of my black queen. And that's that piece. Yeah, wow. Oh, really distracting.
Yeah, but you still spit that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's that pro right there. That's that pro in you. Still spit that shit. Pause for the calls and went right in with it. So, you know what I'm saying? You didn't even let it rattle you, dog. So, yeah, that's impressive in itself, man.
Oh, yeah, that's yourself. My bad, man. My bad.
Nah, you good, man. Nah, you good. You had some line in there, you know what I'm saying? You know, the Val Kilmer line with the Robert De Niro, man, that was dope. And you had a lot of stuff going on in there, you know, with the piece, with the how you were spitting it, even with all that in the background, man. You had a rhythm, you had a cadence. Like, bro, I commend that you were even doing that in traffic, bro. I probably wouldn't even call it in. That's how I'd be feeling about, you know, me being able to do stuff like that, man. You didn't even let it rattle you, dog. So you did your thing.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Already. And that Kim going off about what you did, so I already know, you know, she digging it. So I'm just saying, bro, you did better than you thought as far as being able to be heard and spitting that piece, man. Definitely commend you for that. That was dope.
Oh, all right. Yeah, appreciate it. I didn't know if it came through because I am in traffic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I actually heard what you were saying, heard the lines. And like I said, when you paused when the ambulance was coming through, you came right back in with it, man. So, yeah, definitely listen to the playback, man. You'll see.
All right, for sure. Good looking. Yeah, you know, I don't want to suck up the last time you about to hit overtime, though. Just saying what's up to my homegirls, that's all.
All right. Appreciate you coming through, man, as always.
All right, you're about.
Peace. It's Kevin Smith doing his thing. And traffic didn't let him stop from doing the poetry. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 506 in the building.
Hello? Hello, it's Lady A.
Lady A, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. It's a great show. I want to say happy birthday to the birthday girl and wishing her many more happy birthdays. And I hope that all her dreams come true, all her wishes.
All righty. That's what's up. Thank you for the well wishes. Glad that you've been, you know, been able to enjoy the show tonight. And I know that you're looking forward to contributing, and so am I. So I'll let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. I brought a piece that I wrote tonight. It's politically based on some stuff that's going on in my country. But it would be, I think, interesting for all of you to know about it and see how we can get crazy in Canada, too, with policies and whatnot. So this is called Bill 96. Dictators come in many forms, even in a democracy, we won't be warned. Declaring new rules for our minority group, let me keep you in the loop. Quebec claims to be first when settling in Gaspé back in 1535. Jacques Cartier was the man about town. France gave him the founding crown. 'Twas neither French nor English who were first. First Nations were here. They are indigenous. The first language should be Algonquin and Cree, Huron, Innu, Maliseet, Mi'kmaq, Mohawk, and Abenaki. Back and forth with Great Britain, they fought for years. The Seven Years' War decided the English ruled the New World. And so it goes, fighting for land, both claiming 'twas them. 1774, Parliament passed the Quebec Act, emancipated the Catholic French. English and French together combined French civil law and British civil law. All was not fair in war, hence the fight for language superiority began. Quebec has legislated language to preserve it won't disappear. Laws were drawn up to reflect protection of their native tongue. Today, they are a province which carries the fleur-de-lis. She flies all through Quebec. No Canadian flags flown. They spit on it. No English schools. All immigrants must put their children in French schools. Immigrants from other French nations come into La Belle Provence. When we were in grade school, 'twas when the FLQ went wild. Bombs in our mailboxes, placed to kill us off. Kept home from school because we never knew when or where. English neighborhoods were terrified. We lived our lives in fear. Today, the separatists continue their control. If you want to be married, only French certificates will be bestowed. English have no rights to be served in their own language. They are forced to comply with the dictator, François Legault. Quebecers speak of separating, as they have done for years, but want Canada to foot the bill for pensions, military, and Medicare. They hold our country for ransom, get the lion's share of funds. I say, get out, make your own way. There aren't any refunds. End poem.
That is a beautiful piece because, quite honestly, that's not something that we get to read about very much at all here in America. Understanding that there are indigenous people there, that's not something, again, that you know, we got to know a lot about. So you definitely educated a lot of us here or reminded a lot of us here as to what was going on there in Canada with those Indian tribes. Very thoughtful piece. You always do that with your poems. You always give us that good energy and give us that good education, and you kind of
always place us in a place where we have to see those images and the pictures with the way that you describe those things. I've always admired that about your work, so thank you again for coming through. And
thank you very much. This is a newer piece of legislation that just came forward in the last couple of weeks, in that English couples who want to get married in Quebec cannot have their certificates or any of those things in their own language. It's quite a dictatorship in that province. So if you have, I'm just going to say this and I'll shut up. I know that there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people in your country, and there is a bit of a fight for bilingualism. And I can say just from experience, I was born in Quebec, lived there till I was 13, and I moved to New Brunswick because of the FLQ. And look that up, the FLQ. You'll be find it very interesting food for thought. But if you change the laws to reflect two official languages where it's written to be official, your lives will change dramatically. In 1967, the Prime Minister of our country was Pierre Elliott Trudeau, the father of Justin Trudeau, who is now our Prime Minister. He said this, and I quote, English, unilingual English Canada will be condemned to a lifelong fate of job immobility. And that was back in 67. And in New Brunswick, where I live now, and in Quebec, you have very little chance of holding an official public job, any kind of political government-funded job, if you're only English. So I would heed that you or warn you not to vote for any kind of bilingual law, because your lives will be dramatically changed. Our country has changed because of it. And anyways, okay, I'm off my soapbox. Sorry.
Already. Well, that's a lot. That's a lot going on. And, you know, that's what poetry is able to do, is able to educate as well as entertain. So, again, you know, we appreciate what you bring to the table.
Thanks so much. Happy birthday.
Indeed, indeed. That was Lady A coming through doing her thing. So everyone listening, we are now in overtime. We're going to just make it through these last callers who are calling in. We have several left. We'll go to the next one here. We have 571.
Good evening.
571, you there? Already.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you let everybody know who we're talking to?
This is Abraham Buddy, also known as Frequency.
Already. Appreciate you coming through to the show, man.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Already. What have you thought of the show so far?
Oh, man, I love it. Great poets on here. Oh, by the way, I also want to say happy birthday, definitely. But it's very, very... this is amazing. You know, it's a lot of talent in here. Definitely pushing my pen.
That's what's up. That's what we hope to do, man. We want, you know, people to feel comfortable, but as well, you know, be inspired to want to push that pen and do more. So, you know, glad to hear that's your mindset. So, you know, with that being said, man, I know you've been listening. I know you're ready to do your thing. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
This is Evening Midnight Blues. Let's get away, transcending time and space, where life is infused with luminous dreams that come true like morning dew. Let's feel the kisses of bliss as we sway in the winds that howl tranquilizing woos of solace, drifting in the draft of utopian delight, escaping the days of noon and thereafter, only to return to the place before mornings of early snooze. Let's choose laughter. As the world sleeps, listen to the voice of love speak. In the language of summer breeze, scented trees and leaves with contrasting hues of heaven, let's be seduced by its ambrosial intoxicants that delightfully overwhelms with aromatic presents like night blooming jasmine. Let's let love begin. As warm shivers from the drizzling tears of weeping skies joyfully fall, let's dance to the rhythm of rain. Let the unspoken dialogue of true devotion evoke never before felt emotions, indescribable passion of truth connection. Let's wake our souls up by laughing, laughing out loud until our stomach hurts. Freeing ourselves from the bondage of life's ticks, minutes, hours, and rushing minds. Let's spend a lifetime in this moment as the world around us blur and melt away, placing us in a sentimental mood, while the serenading jazz of Duke Ellington and John Coltrane elevate us to the place we choose. Let's stargaze. Stargaze in amazement as I stare in awe, happily enthused by the view of you. Let's live forever in this moment, like dreams come true in the midst of honeydew. Let's remain suspended between time and space, lost and found, enjoying the nightlife as life glows under night lights. Let nightfall catch us as we fall in the arms of love and be seduced. From the warm ease of summer breeze, let's do. Yeah. Let's do choose to steal away in the evening's midnight blues. Calm.
That poem is dope as hell, but this is Renaissance poetry. You can't come in here with a lie about Duke Ellington and John Coltrane and that thing. You're going to have to repeat it. You're going to have to repeat that line, brother. Give me that stanza back one more again.
All right. As the world around us blur and melt away, placing us in a sentimental mood, while the serenading jazz of Duke Ellington and John Coltrane elevate us to the place we choose.
Already, sentimental mood. That song has always been a vibe. It didn't matter at what point I played it, man. If I listen to that, it's a good day. I can listen to that over and over and over again. They killed it with that.
Yes, sir.
Seriously.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad you fought that.
Appreciate you coming through, man. Absolutely, man. Look, I'm a fan. So you say, as soon as you said sentimental mood, I got sentimental mood in so many of my own poems. So as soon as you said it, the line in my poem started running. I had to take that out so I could hear what you were saying. But for real, like, definitely for this show, a piece that I can appreciate. Before I let you go, man, what's the name you use on Facebook so they can put you up on the event page?
I'm Abraham Buddy, and the Buddy is just one D, B-U-D-Y. And I have to say I also represent the Small House of Poetry also, so yes, sir.
Already, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's our Clubhouse, right?
Yes, sir.
Already. So if you want to, we got a link or some stuff you want to put on the event page, man, feel free to do that as well. Send a friend request. If you're not already friends with us on there, please do, so we can, you know, keep inviting you to the shows and we can see what you got going on as well.
All right, most definitely. Will do. Thank you.
Already. With a man coming through doing his thing, we'll go to the next caller. Let me see.
Yeah, what up?
What's happening, Show Killer? It's been a minute.
Ain't nothing, man. You know me, just trying to get back to me, you know what I mean?
Already, man. Appreciate you coming through.
No doubt. Just wanted to come through, actually, and shout out to Rizzy for her birthday, man. Send her a little message. You know what I mean? How y'all been, though?
I just let you. I've been straight, man. I'm just going to let you go home and say that to her face, you know?
Keith! What's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing. Good to hear,
man,
you.
It's
been a minute.
Yeah, no doubt. I just want to tell you happy birthday, Biscuit. And I love you. I got you back. I love you. I got your back, and I wish you the best in everything that you do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Are you welcome, you know.
I know. I know what it is.
Indeed. I ain't got nothing for tonight. Just made it to work, so you want to leave you with that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you always at work. You know, between you and Renaissance Poet, y'all always at work. So, I
of course.
Yeah.
We trying to pull me into this. Ain't about me, though. We trying to pull me into this.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
but
you
I
know how we do.
I know how y'all do, and I appreciate you calling, you know, give me a shout before you start your shift or whatever. I appreciate
no doubt. Yes, ma'am. Y'all be cool.
I really appreciate you calling through.
All right.
No doubt, bro. Love.
Already.
Well, love.
That was Keith the Notebook doing his thing. Look here. When I said show killer, I meant that he used to, when we first started this show, this man would press one right at the end and come through with some wicked poetry to end the show every time. Like he was killing it. Definitely, you know, one of my favorite poets, and you know, one of my people. So definitely appreciate that man coming through. We got 314 in the building. You there? All right, we're going to go to the next caller. We got 615 in the building. I think we might already know 615. 615.
Yeah, I'm here.
Who's this again? I think I already pulled you in.
No, you pulled me in now.
Okay. Just making sure. Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
It's C-34 Music, and I want to say, first off, hello, how are you, Keith Eric Renaissance?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm a good night.
That's good. Hurricane Kimbrella, hope you're doing well, and to the birthday girl, Sister Taraji, happy birthday to you. Hope for many more.
Definitely appreciate you calling through, man, and shouting us out. Hope that you've enjoyed the show so far as well.
Yes, I did. I mean, you got a plethora of great poets on there. And, I mean, I'm just happy to be invited and be a part of it.
Already. So with that being said, I'm going to let you do your thing as well. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. Listen, I don't need no cosmic star to drift in Zambia, Zanzibar, Madagascar in my car. But if you wish on it, I would be in a Rolls Royce Phantom if you could fathom the pattern of where the dramatic increases your chances of being kept by dandruff. These flaky thoughts are ranked random but frosted. Count up the cost, kids. There will be consequences considered. As the broadcast continues, the concept is riddled with ghastly, ridiculous mentions of hidden figures. C is for cookies comprised in my computerized system. If you clean out the mainframe and maintain sanity, that's good enough for me and my restrictions. Add the gigabytes to hit it right, to stick the landing and grip the mic. To commit comparing the parasites that eradicate so many lives. I spy with both eyes. Never injection fillers with Botox. Walk with holes in both socks and be known for bleaching with Clorox, the soap opera's on. Who shot my Lincoln parked on the continental divide and conquer? I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. I'm a samurai. These simple thoughts have to die every day. Yes, I'm camera shy. Now, psychiatry says I have a disorder, social anxiety, to place this order at Subway. Jared lost weight watching child porn instead of Oprah. She loves bread and keeping Steadman a kept man. Branded with a headband, I'm balling. I'll turn Lucy Ball lawless, make her scream like Xena at the zenith of her arena, or coach her on any given Sunday like I'm Al Pacino, you're Jamie Foxx, Willie Beeman, all part of the scheme, friends, the freak-out demons in ski masks. Abbreviate the allegiance to engage the truth being revealed here, which is sort of like a mirror of million images closer than they appear in this poetry realm of vast metaphors and analogies. I'm just a face of poetry. Do you know it's me? Blasting quotes from my last note sans caviar in my dreams. Make sure my black McCafe has mocha as I lounge on this sofa, poets come closer. This worldwide poetic showing is over. I sculpted sapphires maniacally from this empire, cooking luscious entrees for an alliance at Jamal as I keep my lines here. Long in perpetuity, causing perplexities, where people think it's apropos to conduct an illegal sex ring. Illegitimate efficacies living in infamy on this integral day, where the blue bloods come equipped with tear gas and pepper spray. Jill Scott and Why Did I Get Married ask, can we pray? After being kissed by a sheriff in a restaurant near the Denver air. What God has joined together, let no man separate. I remember back in the day, broke, and I tried to apply for Section 8 housing, but they saw a problem. I was a man, not a woman or someone wearing a prom dress. I was out of there, so I guess that's part of discrimination from insane guests. I'm sorry. I got to go back to get my Wuhan stimulus check. I'll have more to say later. Poem.
Damn, dog. Look here. You got to give me the Lucille line ball. Lucille ball line. Give me that line back, dog. I see branded what you did there. Give me that line back.
Okay. Branded with a headband, I'm balling. I'll turn Lucy Ball lawless, making her scream like Xena at the zenith of her arena.
I see you, dog. I see you. I see what you're saying,
you
too, about Jared lost weight. Lost weight watching child porn. I see you, man. You dropping dimes in the piece. But yeah, the Lucille Ball, they got me right there. They got me right there. But the lawless line and yeah, all that. You got it in on that piece. That's some bars right there, dog.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm glad you caught it because some people may be too young to catch that.
Hey, I'm up there, dog. I remember the show. I remember both shows with both, yep. Both of them, all this head ball. I know both shows.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you, man, for coming through. And showing love to the show as always, man. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to catch you next time.
Yeah, I'll try my best. One love, one mic to you, bro.
Already. All right, we're going to go back up to 314. 314, what's going on, man?
What's going on? How y'all feeling?
Man, feeling real good, bro. Don't you let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
This is D. Christopher Harvey, a.k.a. Chris the Gifted, a.k.a. Divine Demon. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to Taraji. Want to make sure I came through and gave her a little bit of love back from 314.
Already. Definitely appreciate you coming in. I know that's your people, man, so I'm going to let you holler at her real quick.
All right. She better not be quiet either.
Yo, what is going on?
How you doing?
I'm good. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you. You sound like you're about 5 inches taller.
You know what? Don't start. Don't even do it.
I had to. No, I said up though, this is a monumental occasion, so I said, let me come through and show her some love on her birthday. And Keith already knows I don't play well with too many strangers, but I said, she and I are strangers, so let me come through and show up.
I appreciate you so much.
Not a problem. And what's up to some brother, too? I found out a week ago, me and Cabrera live in the same city, so I wasn't aware of that until, like I said, about a week ago. So what's up to her, and I know she's listening. So, you know, just want to make sure I speak to the entire panel, including the prestigious host, Mr. Renaissance. How you feeling, bro?
Yeah, man, I'm good, man. Appreciate it. You know, you shouting out everybody. It's been a minute since I heard you spit, man, so I'm definitely looking forward to see what you brought to the show. I know Taraji is, too.
Yeah, I got a little something. It's nothing major.
He probably would have hit us with a whole book of alliteration, but all right, man.
No, you know what? No, straight up. Seriously, this is something different. I wrote this a while ago, but I've never really spit because I usually don't spit in this form, so this is going to be a challenge for me.
Appreciate you bringing it to the show.
All right.
Hey, that's what's up, man. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. It's called A Woman Scorned. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. When fury mounts, soon anger is born. Just another phase of life that she must accept. No one is perfect. She forgives and doesn't forget. Tired of being tired, the journey usually unusually long. She's fragile in some ways, other ways strong. Puts in 8 hours on the clock and 8 more at home. With the world on her shoulders, she stays in her zone. Suddenly someone attempts to play her for a fool. Imaginary lines cross. She's unable to stay cool. She mentally prepares and does her best to keep her peace. She's been here before. It seems the obstacles never cease. Her soul is on fire, her pulse racing rapid as her blood boils. Dreams do come true, but her dreams are now spoiled. She sees scarlet waves and feels the heat in crimson skies. Trust is broken, her wall is now rebuilt, resulting from more lies. She gave him her all, she took her for granted. No remorse or no feelings. Her calm demeanor is gone, she's living angry, lovesick, with no healing. She says a quick prayer, looks upward while scorched by the heat from hell. She falls to her knees and closes her eyes. She knows this won't end well. In peace, woman scorned. Krista Gifted.
Now, again, what was supposed to be the problem? What was supposed to be the problem with this piece, man?
That's not my typical.
I'm just trying to figure out. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what you're talking about, man, because, you know, I call bullshit. I'm just trying to figure out what you're talking about, man.
It's just not something I usually spit. That should be just a page poem, not something I spit. So I just wanted to try it out because not saying that, you know, women can relate to it, but some women can relate to it. So I was like, let me try it out, you know, for the women on the panel and see what they think.
Oh, I think it would be very relatable. Puts in 8 hours on the clock, then 8 more at home with the world on her shoulders. She stays in her zone. I think, you know, a lot of people relate to that. You know, suddenly someone attempts to play her for a fool. Imaginary lines crossed. She's unable to stay cool. Plenty of lines there, bro. I think you did your thing on it. You wrote this piece, man. You should also, you know, quit acting like you ain't got it like that, man. Come through and do your thing, bro.
Well, you know, it's hard for a man to act as if he can feel a woman's weight. So that's why I don't want to act like I've been in his shoes because I haven't. But I know, I can sense. So it was different, that's all. Different for me.
Yeah, you know, us as men, we got eyes, we can see. You know, we don't have to always be able to literally feel what they're going through, but we know when they're going through some stuff or struggling or being able to see what they do to make ends meet and go the extra mile. Like, you know, we can see that. We've seen that with our parents. We've seen that, you know, with maybe our aunts or our grandmothers, man. You know, a lot of the foundation of our own worth ethic might have come from living our lives. So, I mean, yeah.
Right. Yeah. No. Well, not only that, in most cases, if a woman is scorned and a man is near her, he's gonna feel that wrath, that fury. That's why, you know, I kind of went deep in that aspect of it.
Already. Yeah, man, you did your thing, bro. I appreciate you coming through and sharing something you hadn't done before with Renaissance Poetry. You know, definitely like that. So, you know, man, come back next time and do something.
I will do that.
Already. Krista Gifted coming through doing this thing on Renaissance Poetry. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have
267 in the building.
Yo, what's going on?
What's happening? Already, look who done came through tonight. Look who done showed his face. What's happening, bro?
It was a birthday party. Had to come through for
y'all. Yeah, I see. Gotta have some birthdays.
I don't crawl out from under my rock very often.
Nah, I see.
So, and I got a chance to hear Toy and Champ. Come on, man. That's a birthday present for me.
Already, man. I thought that was dope for them to want to be a part of the cypher, man. And
yeah,
I wish I could have saw her face, man, when she heard the poets come through.
Man, that was nostalgic
for
me. That's
Kim.
Yes.
Yeah. I just knew she thought she was going to have her mic open. She knew she was about to spit, and then she just starts hearing everybody else, man.
Yeah, that was crazy. I still hate you and Hurricane, though. I hate y'all. I would never I would never want to spit after y'all. Y'all are fucking crazy. That shit was crazy. I didn't even see it coming. I thought
coming from
she
you?
Was doing,
come on, dog.
Man, yeah, I never want to spit after y'all. I hate when I had to come in right after the break and have to spit after y'all. That's rough. That's rough.
Cold blooded as you are, man, I ain't trying to hear that, dog. We already know you got the hellified pen over there, man.
So, well, happy birthday, Taraji. Most deserved. All right. Let me see. All right.
You got it? All right, someone press mute.
Yeah, there's something old.
Mic is yours.
All right. You can catch me skywalking across galaxies. Been chasing these energies for centuries, falling in and out of rabbit holes long before Newton's theory of gravity. Got my duality stuck between parentheses, between these metaphors and analogies. Fell asleep a sin and woke up a simile when I heard Saul say to Van Gogh this vanity, so the propensity to write became more than a novelty. More like an incessant necessity, like the brevity of my life expectancy is solely based on these insanities, so I invest my thoughts like commodities, like a mind full of anthologies, and I can see clearly now the what is and the what will soon be. No more Princes, no more Luthers, and no more Tina Marie's, the dismantling of hip-hop, the effacing of real rappers, the extinction of masters of ceremonies. Future generations will know nothing but field slaves, house niggas, and remixed legacies. And this may be hard for some to believe, but the red and blue pills, just the fallacy of a dry-ass reality, got white supremacists checking their pedigree. I mean, the fuck you expect from a country that serves you cancer to study the pathology? Up the cases to dictate the pharmacology, walkathons, pink bowls, and sympathies, fantasy. Greed plus wealth minus the morality equals the barbarity. Just turn on your TV and watch the prophets profit off the prophecies and ask yourself, is it really prophecies that the prophet sees? And meanwhile, rapists in the diocese like apostles and brothel scenes, Trump in the White House acting like a bitch and a drama queen, a demagogue trying to be a demigod with a Twitter feed. Meanwhile, the monopolies write the tragedies. The government stays the catastrophes, twin towers, border kidnappings, and flu vaccines. Smokescreen the treachery to erode your mental ecology, and they wonder how we came to embody these hostilities. A trophy case filled with centuries of Pyrrhic victories, civil rights, civil wrongs, the contradictories, got us all caught up in these reveries, steadily dying, waiting on these reciprocities while another midnight vote to repackage and market these inequalities, just so you do not pass go, do not collect 200, go straight to jail for the complexion of our ideologies, just to be cannibalized with a nice Chianti and some fava beans. That's that piece.
See, this is why I don't be falling for the bullshit that you be saying before you spit. This is exactly why. I ain't going for it. Well, I hate to go, but ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. You don't sit there and say that and then come through and destroy the shit like that. And you're going to end it with the fava beans line. Like, come on, dog. You can't play. Meanwhile, rapists in the diocese, like apostles and brothel scenes,
dude in the White House acting like a bitch and a drama queen, a demagogue trying to be a demigod with the Twitter feed. Get the fuck out of here acting like you can't follow nobody. Never try to hear that shit. That piece is ridiculous, man.
I'm just trying to keep up with y'all, man.
Shit, the shadow of that of the pieces that you be writing. You already, you up there with the upper echelon of the poets for a minute. I ain't even come in the scene where you was writing stuff like this. I was a diaper. I was in my diapers as a writer when it came. You was already doing this, man. I ain't trying to hear that. You came through and murked it, as always.
I appreciate it, man.
Already. Indeed, man. You know, don't be a stranger. Don't have to be because Taraji birthday. You know, come and do your thing, man.
I'll try to show up more often. I'll try.
Appreciate you, man. 668 doing his motherfucking thing. We're gonna go to the next caller. We got 501 in the building.
What's going on, Mr. Eric?
Good, I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm all right, man. It's just Jay, bro.
What's happening, man? How you been?
Man, I've been good, man. The poetry been so damn good. The music, after the music break, when y'all came in, I was like, man, they got a bunch of people back. They just got dragon fire spitting up the head.
Yeah, man, look, we was trying to bring it. We was trying to bring it, man.
Oh man, Taraji sounded like she appreciated it too, man, and that's what's up. Y'all a family unit. That's the good.
Yeah, we try to catch it slipping a little bit, man. Have her, you know, run into the car, you know, and crying because we knew she was gonna do it. She was gonna do it. Mama bought me that chain. You know, that's what we was looking to make her do. Run
when
to the
she car. She gonna cry.
Yeah, that's what we trying to get. We knew what was going down, man. We knew we had her.
Oh, what's a perfect setup. I seen it all go down.
Yeah, it was definitely something that I hoped, you know, she sat back and was just, you know, surprised to hear the voices because she didn't know who was coming through. So it was definitely dope to be part of that, man.
Oh, y'all went and tracked down folks and everything for it, too?
Well, not me. Now, Kim did the work. Kim knew all these people. Like, you know, like I said, I'm a baby in the game. All these people been knowing each other, man. So I talked to Kim. She's like, you know, I already know who to go talk to. So she went and grabbed all those people, man. She set it all up. I just had a little bit of the idea. She took care of it. So, you know, it worked
right,
out.
The
man.
Baby
she talked
with
to those
the book
people,
tonight.
And they said, yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm sitting back just watching, you know, like, man, these are the elites. I'm just trying to get up to where they're at.
Yeah, whatever. I heard you go. And like you just told, dude, stop the sandbag.
You going to throw my old shit back on me? Right,
oh, your old
shit. Don't get banged on. Don't get banged on. You barely even got on the phone. Don't get banged on.
You already banged once tonight. Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Guess what?
Appreciate
I did,
that,
bro.
Man, definitely. What's up? What you got?
I wrote my first erotic piece, man.
Oh, damn. Taraji, you see, you done brought out the erotic side of Just Jay. I ain't going to say no more. I'm just going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Appreciate you. All right, I'm unmuted. All right. The embodiment of strength and vigor, imposing muscle structure, a sculpted work of art in all of its grace, with a grapefruit at its base. Tonight your tongue's twitch will flip the switch that sends Chernobyl to critical, like a lichen-covered water slide as the shaft glides down your hollow. A meal promised but repeatedly pulled back, teasing your appetite into ecstasy with lubricating drops of dawn, causing sudsing action while you froth broken Slavic communications. In reciprocation, you receive waves of titillating seeping secretions from the depths of your folded folds, causing your fauna, flora, to pheromone. You're an amazing piece of machinery. While I cup your ears so you'll gasp for all you hear as the trombone slides. Oh, how the organ loves making pipe music. The most gentlest giant you have ever encountered in your life. You have found your Ahab, your right whale, your Kilimanjaro, your test of endurance. You are becoming impatient. I can feel it in your frenzied kinetic actions. You have come to conquer. You're past the point of no return to raise the bottle in victory. Shake the magnum and twist the neck. Shake the magnum and twist the neck. As you fully open your next passage, just in time to swill the jet's stream. As your eyes roll like a herald-induced dream. Pulling, ringing, milking every drop of savory libation as you lay back breathless, panting, smiling, and confident in a job well done. Boom.
All right. That was very, very, very intense.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was my first erotic piece.
Really? Very descriptive,
yes, ma'am.
You know?
Thank you.
Okay. Great job.
I had to just bring her in on the spot to deal with that.
Take some of the heat out that thing.
Hey, yeah, look, that ain't for me to respond to, Sriracha.
Where you at?
Why you gonna why have to get involved? I was over here minding my own business. On these event pages and whatnot.
Look, it's your fault. It's your fault. So
how you gonna blame me?
Look, your birthday, he wrote his first erotic piece. It's on you. I ain't touching it. It's on you.
Why y'all always gotta blame me? I've been
sitting
up here
minding
my own
business. It's today that you have it. So it's your fault today.
Today, okay. I guess.
Your fault today. You know. He brought the erotic. Yeah, I brought you on the phone. There you go. Boom.
The baby with the butcher knife.
You know what I'm saying? You know what? I'm going to let the adults handle this part of the show. You know? Let the adults handle this part of the show.
Okay, get the handling.
Mm-mm.
Appreciate y'all. I'm about to go ahead and tell myself the door, man.
Already. Appreciate you coming through, man. We'll
all
live. Right. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you so much.
Oh, dang, man. I appreciate y'all entertaining me, too, man. That's what's up.
All right. Thank you to Rachi for coming through and handling that. Go ahead and go to next caller. You got 682 in the building. You there? You on mute? Looks like you might be on mute or you didn't want to spit tonight. So we're going to go ahead and go to another caller here. Go up here. Somebody said they had a serious piece they wanted to do. So we're going to see about that. We got 445 in the building.
Hey, what it do?
What's happening, man?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Eric? How you doing? Happy birthday to Raji. What's going on, man?
Alrighty. I'm going to let you holler out real fast. Like, you might be the last caller tonight, man. You might be being the show killer tonight.
Hey. It's all good.
Hey.
What's up, baby girl?
What's up, big bro?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my sister. Happy birthday to you. Hey, baby, let me do this piece for you. I'm calling in from the broom closet with a handful of love. I love you, Sister Tarachi.
Love you too, bro. Thank you for calling in from the broom closet.
Hey, I had to do it. I had to do it as usual. So let me do this piece for you, Slav. This piece is titled, I Painted Her. Okay?
Already. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I painted her. I painted her with my emotions. Covered her canvas completely with who I was and how I thought about her. I painted her. I painted her with a brush dipped in everything that I've been feeling. Words, no need to be spoken. My heart and how it feels lay on a display, like a book wide open. You can hear it humming amusement. It vibrates in vibrant tones, not meant for human ears to hear. No, it pulsates in tiny ways, massages the insides with the soul lies. I be that. Love, I be that. They say to be that what you attend to attract. Magnetic. So with a bit of me, I place in the atmosphere test to see what it bounces back. I wait, using as a lure my heart as bait, patiently just to see what it attracts. Yet, there's nothing in this air but thickness. Getting hard to breathe in this, yet it clears. It dissipates, it disappears, and the sky falls love on me, tender and sweet. Finally, love bounces back to me. She is what I catch, like a cold contagious. Her contagions flood me, her thoughts paint me abstract. Sensations cover me. Her oily substance decorates me. Delicate fingers tracing vivid images, illustrations illustrating her feelings. Iridescent imaginings she paints upon me. I'm her canvas. She paints me. Acrylic, fast drying. Her brush covering over stresses of a stained and strained past. And depressed past where most time was spent on just surviving. But her brush revives me, see. I come to life the more she touches. Fingers brushing lightly against me, creating this portrait of we. This work of art brought to life spiritually. This painting of her and me resting. Calmed, beautiful pastels, watered colors rise from this image that she creates of me. The oil paint hardens where her brush last brushes up against me. Touching, what type of magic is this where we create our own images, bring them to life and receive a kiss from the artist? Poetic, isn't it? So I reach out with these lips and plant them upon her canvas. My brush totally drained, depleted of its ink. I painted her with my emotions, covering her canvas completely with who I am and how I feel about her. As I painted her, shadowed blemishings of dismay, I drew over her yesterday's pains. I caressed all her mistakes and left her with no regret. I painted her with a brush dipped in unconditional thickness. As I painted her with this brush dipped in love, she was not worthy, yet I painted her eternally, forever. I had hope, yet Time stepped in and spoke, and the paint dried on the portrait we painted. The images grew old, the relationship cold, and now I revisit this canvas, brush in hand, portrait we painted with just one image, mine, holding a broken heart unclothed, standing nude, knee-deep in snow, sorrow, holding this heart that's been broken, and in the other hand, holding a portrait of her that was painted with a brush that was dipped in love, yeah, I painted her. I painted over her, over her portrait that was once dipped in love, painted her. For real.
Real serious piece, huh? Real serious piece, right? That's what that was.
That was a serious piece, bro. That's some serious.
Massage is the insides where the soul lies. I be that. Okay, that's pretty serious, right? Pretty serious. Brother. I don't know what book or series you be coming from, but you're nasty. And you try to hide it in the love, but you're nasty.
Yo, that was spiritual.
I'm sure it was. Somebody's soul went somewhere in that piece. Probably the brush took it. I don't know. What you think?
Yo,
think the brush painted the soul away with the picture of it?
I'm feeling bus tires right now, bro.
Okay. Feel like running? Okay.
Throw me under the bus, bro.
I'm just saying, dog. I ain't trying to hear that shit. Every time you come through with it.
I wanted to do something with love attached to it for my loving sister.
It was attached to the brush somewhere. Yeah.
Where Kimball at, man? Where Kimball at right now? Because you throwing me under the bus right now, bro.
Hey, Kim ain't gonna do nothing but throw your brother under there anyway. She gonna do nothing but call you a name on top of it.
Yeah.
Probably call you bald headed and roll and drive the bus.
I don't know why she would do that.
I don't know if I'm
gonna do that. I love both my sisters. My little brother is at question right now. But you know what?
That's all good.
It's all good. Again, I wanna wish my sister a happy birthday. Sister Taraji. I love you. And Neckbone sends his love as well. And that's that piece, Mr. Eric.
All right. Appreciate you coming through, man. I'm glad you made it. Got an opportunity to speak.
Hey, man.
Show.
Much love. Much love, man. Thanks for bringing me in, bro.
Indeed. That was the CEO doing his thing. So what we're going to do is, you know, since it's the birthday girl's night, we're going to let her in the show. We're going to bring her in. See what she got to say.
Wow. This has been a really, really wonderful night of poetry, a really wonderful night of, you know, just people showing love. I really appreciate everything that everybody did for me to make this night special. Real quick, I'm going to just share something with you all, and then, you know, we're going to roll on out. But I just want to tell y'all, this has filled my cup up. I have been going through a whole lot of stuff, just one thing after the other. And there's some lessons that I have learned, especially dealing with this pandemic. One of the things I learned is don't give up. The other thing I've learned is keep your faith. And the other thing I learned is don't get stuck. You got to keep it moving. But in order to keep it moving, you got to be willing to let go of that thing and let the Most High take care of it. Because at the end of the day, He's the only one that can really, really, really get you where you need to be. And today, this week, it's been a utter miracle happening for me. And I can see the sunshine. I was in a dark place. And I was still moving, still doing, still having faith,
and still working and still doing things to people. And now I see my own light. I can see my own sunshine. I can see my own way. I can see things opening up for me. Whereas at first, for a while, not going to lie, I couldn't see it. But I can see it. I can feel it. It's tangible. And I just want to encourage everybody. As long as you get a chance to wake up in the morning, you get a chance to breathe again. Keep breathing. Keep moving. Keep believing. Don't give up. That's it.
Alrighty. Well, we appreciate that you sharing that with everybody. I'm glad that you had a good time. I'm glad that you felt the love. I'm glad that everything worked out the way it did. Kim, you got anything you want to add?
Yes, I just want to say two more people, sis, that couldn't make it tonight, but they want to make sure that they, get their love in for you. Rob, a.k.a. Pookie, a.k.a. The Equalizer.
The Equalizer.
And Kane Spade, he was in, but he got dropped. Blog Talk, starts getting crazy after so many callers. But he wanted me to make sure that, he sent his love to you, and he that he rock with you and he loves you, and happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate it, and Kane did get to he got to make a post, and I saw it. So, but I appreciate, me and Kane Spade, me and Rob, we go way back when people, that's fans, So I really, like I said, I appreciate everybody, people that were on and just listening, people that came on and sit and broke the mic down, the people that didn't get a chance to get on or was otherwise engaged but still took the time to say happy birthday to me and let me send a message of love. I appreciate all that, because don't nobody even have to think about you. And the fact that somebody's thinking about me, I appreciate every bit of it. And I don't take it like
that. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. We got somebody else who wants to say happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Hey, Mari, how are you? Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it. Now that made my night. I did. That made my night. I'm done. Yeah, I can't do it. I can't take it.
You got so much love around you. I hope you understand. I hope you never, ever doubt. Anytime you get in a moment where you question it, think about this night. Because you have people that came through that haven't been on Blog Talk in a while, ain't spit in a while. Demetria, I got Demetria on my line. If you still can hear us, this, chime in because you're still on my line. People like Demetria that we ain't heard in a minute, Little Sister Real. Like, you have people coming through. You got so much love. People respect you. They respect what you stand for. So I love you dearly. You already know how me, you, and Keith cut up. But in this lifetime and in this world, the way things go, you can never let people know enough. So I love you to life. Demetria, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was waiting on you to get finished. And I just wanted to say that, like I said before, I'm going to go back to the spirit thing. Like, when spirits connect, it's real, and you never have to question it. And like I said, y'all my sisters. We ain't never laid eyes on each other, but man, listen.
It don't matter.
I feel like y'all was born with me. And that's rare for me because I'm a loner. I'm a loner. I feel like I can do everything on my own. And I'm so stubborn that I don't want to ask for help. Not even to my sisters. Not to nobody, because to me it's a little bit embarrassing, but just know that you can ask. Or you can hint, hint, hint. whatever it is that you need to do, but be comfortable. I need you to know that you could be comfortable doing it with me, and I feel the same from y'all. So I'm gonna show up. I don't give a damn. Look, like I said, what's understood don't need to be explained. Like, I am going to celebrate you. You are a queen, and you are so powerful. Like, the world needs you. Like, it's women like us that keep the world going. So, like, yeah, man. Like, whenever you feel like you can't, you can, because you have. And, like, look at your love. It's love outside of the love that you expect. I love you, sister.
Indeed. And everybody listening, again,
Don't forget to hit that Cash App up. Show that queen some love. If you feeling moved to, please do so. It's pinned on the top of the event page. So, you know, we want to make sure she goes out on a bang. She got some blessings that came through that reminded her of who she is and how deserving she is of all the blessings coming her way. So much love to you, sis. And I expected nothing less than all the love you got this evening.
Y'all got me. It's cool.
We know you're going to cry in the car. Yeah. We know you're going to cry in the car.
She already cried. She already cried in the car.
Shut up, Keith. That's what I said.
Wow. I got to get all of that. Everybody can say stuff here. I got to get the granny talk. Shut up, man. Okay. That's all good. That's all good. So hit me with the granny voice. Shut up, Kate. Okay. Appreciate everybody who showed up for the show. That's the voice you did. I was just you. That was you. So everybody came through and showed love. We definitely appreciate y'all. Listen to the playback. Check it out. I mean, it was phenomenal tonight. All the poets that came through and did their thing. They literally knocked it out the park. And as always, we want you guys to keep coming back, sharing that energy with us because we need it and we love to give it back to you. That said, this is Renaissance Poetry, and we out. As a matter of fact, before I say that, let me just say this again. Shout out to Karina and everything she's going through. Please put a prayer up for her, yes. Some energy, send her some love.
Yes.
Tough night.
Yes, yes, much love.
Keep her in your thoughts. Keep her in your thoughts.
Indeed. Much love and our condolences, Serena. We love you.
Already. Yeah. Now, that being said, Renaissance Poetry. We'll be back next, well, a couple of weeks from now, doing the same thing. Hopefully everyone comes back with us. We out.
Hell or high water, you can count on the sun always shining in its unstained glory for all the mothers and the fathers to nurture all the seeds from the harvest and maybe make you laugh and lighten up your path when you're walking. I think I found the reason why before the dawn is the darkest, cause the night is just the sun opening up, so it go out with a bang before that light shines through. Drop down to my knees and made a vow to the sun that as long as you keep rising, then I will too. And that's what I'm gonna do.
You can cry if you want, but you must realize there's nothing greater than the sun.
I mean, the sun don't get no days off, so why I'm gonna take a day off? You know what I'm saying?